To the MILB Zone. Remember to call your favorite MILB players and team this fall. Hey, Ben, before we get started, let's try to keep ground rules for everyone's safety. Heads up! For your safety, we have all things to be aware of flying objects such as that foul ball. Those who feel tired of the most scary are permitted under the premises for professional sporting events and civil sites. Please be aware of your surroundings. If you see something, say something. Please report any suspicious activity to any relevant member, officer, or member of our security team. Our security group is located at the top of Section 11.
Thank you. Welcome to Rock Hounds Baseball. Follow the hounds at home and on the road here at MidlandRockHounds.org. Now it's time for Texas League Baseball. Here's the radio voice of the Rock Hounds, Bob Hart.
Saturday evening baseball, Texas League style, Rock Hounds, well, West Texas style too. Rock Hounds and the Amarillo Sod Poodles in game number 5 of a 6-game set. Rock Hounds have taken 3 of the first 4 games, but boy, it has been a series that has really been well contested. Hounds won on Wednesday 5-2. The next 3 games have been decided by a total of 3 runs, 3 consecutive 1-run games, one of them taking 2 extra innings. For those of you who have been in West Texas a long while, and if you go back a long ways since, well, 1992 to be precise, you and I have done this 4,100 plus times, and in many of those cases have said no matter who won, who lost, anything in between, just a terrific baseball game. And I really thought that that was the case last night. Rock Hounds win 2-1 on a solo home run in the last of the eighth by maybe one of the least likely guys to do it, Caden Trankel, hitting just his 4th of the season. But the pitching was exceptionally good. Defense at times spectacular and really good start to finish. A couple of big swings of the bat in a 2-1 ball game. Now, granted, if the wins and losses are going well for your team, it's easier to say that, I know. But over the course of the years, believe me, been on both sides of that fence. And that last night, no matter who won, who lost, anything else, that was just a really good baseball game. And these teams, as mentioned now, three consecutive one-run games. Caden Trankel with a home run in the eighth inning. And this is really cool. Was visiting with Gregorio Petit today, and he encouraged me to ask our wonderful photographer, Danae Braden, about a photo that was taken in the eighth inning with Caden Trankel at the plate. Now, again, Caden came into last night's game with three home runs on the season, okay? He is at the plate, and Gregorio Petit is coaching at third base. Danae was taking photos from the third base side. Gregorio gets Danae's attention and says, "Don't miss this pitch. Photograph, get a shot of this pitch, because Caden's going to hit a home run." Honest to goodness, folks. And he did. And Danae got the photo. Not only that, but of course she gets the photo of a couple of great shots of the swing itself, the ball leaving the bat, and she got him rounding the bases. And as Caden was heading for home, and just after he touches home plate, gets the high fives, she turns to Gregorio Petit, who is pointing at the camera saying, "I told you so," with a big smile on his face. Just stunning. Great photos. It almost looked set up, and I trust me, it was not. It's one of those little moments that, again, you won't see in the box score, and how in the world he conjured up that Caden was going to knock the ball out of the ballpark. Only G knows, but that was just something else. And believe me, we've been talking about it, in fact, off and on all day. That sequence of photos is going to find its way into one of our publications for sure, man. That's going to be a three-page special, I think, in next year's yearbook. But a terrific moment in last night's game. Rockhounds and Frisco doing battle for the second half title in the South. Likewise, Springfield and Arkansas in the North. Frisco, of course, really took over late in the first half, but the Hounds and Rough Riders have been separated by no more than three games. That's the margin at this point. Frisco a winner last night. So the Rockhounds' magic number is 5 to win the second half. Hounds do have the tiebreaker. There isn't much of it. The teams only met one time in the second half, and head-to-head in the second half is the first tiebreaker. So the Hounds own that. So a tie would result in the Hounds winning the half. They lead by three games. The North Division, crazy again. Springfield winning the first half on the last day of the half by a half game. And they lead Arkansas by one with eight games to go in the regular season. And by the way, Frisco will finish the year at Hodgetown in Panhandle, so the Sawpoodles will have a lot to say, facing the Hounds here today and then facing Frisco all of next week. Sawpoodles will have a lot to say about who wins the second half. Springfield will finish the season at San Antonio. Arkansas will be at Northwest Arkansas, so a couple of very good pennant races going on there. Pitching matchup in this ball game, and getting set for Saturday evening baseball along the way. We'll come back, give you the pitchers, and get set for baseball right up to this one. Rock Hounds Radio continues.
Love really good produce? So do we. At H-E-B, you'll always find fresh, flavorful fruits and veggies, including lots of special finds you can't get anywhere else in Texas, like our exclusive Sweet Caroline blackberries. They're the sweetest blackberry you can buy in Texas. Sweet Carolines are in season right now, but only at your H-E-B, where the produce department's always stocked with peak freshness and peak flavor. H-E-B. Here, fresh produce tastes better.
And just ahead of our first pitch of this ball game, get set to take you downstairs now, where a trio of young ladies is about to sing our Star Spangled Banner.
Thank you.
boy, got a new addition to the A-list. That was sensational. The Baker Sisters with our Star-Spangled Banner. Wow, boy, you get a goosebumper every once in a while. That was absolutely outstanding. Young ladies, thank you. Oh, yeah, we have a baseball game going. Yeah, don't we? Jack Perkins going to the mound for the Rockhounds in this ball game. He will face Billy Corcoran. Jack Perkins going to the mound with a 2-1 record of 3.57 ERA. We'll tell you more, but Billy Corcoran, I think, will go to the mound with a baseball in hand and a chip on his shoulder. The Rockhounds were not kind to him the last time out, so he kind of threw that start right on out. And Billy Corcoran, right-hander, will go to the mound for the Sod Poodles. Saturday evening baseball, fireworks to follow. If you're in the neighborhood, come on out and join us. Otherwise, you kick back, relax. Going to take you out to the ball game. Rockhounds and Sod Poodles coming up. First pitch after this from Bud Light.
When the game goes into overtime, but the game goes into overtime. The choice to enjoy is easy. Bud Light, easy to drink, easy to enjoy. Pick up Bud Light at your local convenience store today. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Bud Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
This Rockhounds broadcast is brought your way in part by Bud Light. Easy to drink, easy to enjoy. Let's go back to Bob at the ballpark for the first pitch of the game.
And a gorgeous Saturday evening here. A little bit of breeze blowing, although for West Texas, not all that much. At 82 degrees on the thermometer. And the wind, right about 10 miles an hour last I saw, gusting a little bit higher from time to time. So hopefully Mother Nature will keep that under control. And as mentioned a moment ago, yes, indeed, we have fireworks, final fireworks show of the season on tap for the post game here this evening. So if you're in the neighborhood, love to have you join us. Got a big bunch at the ballpark tonight. Picnic area is overflowing, so a lot of folks on hand. Let's play some baseball. Jack Perkins to face Giancarlo Cintron. And from Momentum Bank Ballpark, first pitch of this game is off the outside corner for ball one, and we are underway. Giancarlo Cintron, shortstop, leads it off. Right-handed hitter at 242. Third baseman Jordan Groshans cheating in. Edge of the grass against Cintron. Very capable bunter. Takes a high strike. One ball and one strike. Gino Groover on deck. He bats second and plays second base. Gino Groover on deck. And Caleb Roberts batting third. The catchers had a good series. Roberts behind the plate and batting third. 1-1 pitch. Stays up and in from Jack. Two balls and one strike. A.J. Vukovic, center fielder, batting cleanup. Vukovic in center. Ivan Melendez batting fifth at first base. Melendez, the first baseman. Perkins with a 2-1 stretch. Pitch is swung and ripped left side. Clean base hit to left field. Caden Trinkle will handle that, but Giancarlo Cintron with a line drive base hit to left field. One on and nobody out. Top of the first inning. First batter up, smacks one to left field. Bring up Gino Groover, right-handed hitting second baseman. Rest of the order, Jesus Valdez batting sixth at third base. Valdez is at third. Christian Robinson back in right field, batting seventh. Robinson is in right. Groover waits. Cintron the lead. Pitch low and outside for a ball, 1-0. Christian Serda will bat eighth. He's the DH. Serda, the designated hitter. And Kevin Graham rounds it out. He's in left field. Kevin Graham in left, batting ninth. Cintron takes the lead. Brendan Malone holding him on at first base. Long set by Perkins. Pitch is swung on and fouled back out of play, and it's 1-1. Cintron, Groover, and Roberts. Top of the order for Amarillo. Vukovic, Melendez, and Valdez in the middle. And Robinson, Serda, and Graham rounded out to face Jack Perkins. Right-hander making his 16th appearance, his 14th as a starter for the Hounds. 1-1 stretch. Long set again. Pitch low and outside for a ball. Stopped there by Daniel Susak. Two balls and one strike. Gino Groover in a horrible slump. He went 0-for-4 in last night's game. His average plummeting to .429 in five games with the Sod Poodles. Top 10, maybe top 5 prospect, in fact, for the D-backs, depending on which rating system you look at. He takes down and away, and it's a 3-1 count. Bases on balls really have been the only number on Jack's stat sheet that is maybe a little higher than you'd like, although Cintron getting a base hit to start this game. Perkins comes set. 3-1 to Groover, and nub foul off the end of the bat. Full count now, so see if Cintron will go. Perkins in 63 innings coming in, allowing just 46 base hits, although Cintron, as mentioned, adds a sharp line drive base hit to that total. Opposition hitting just 203 against Jack. Perkins set, 3-2 count. Watching Cintron not going. Pitch to Groover is fouled away. And do it again on three balls and two strikes. Jack with 32 walks in 63 innings, so that total a little bit high, but even with the walk total, just a 1.24 whip. Makes his third appearance, his first, third start, rather, against the Sod Poodles. 3-2 count, second time. Cintron, not going. Pitch to Groover, fouled away again. Second verse, same as the first. And Caleb Roberts on deck. He's had a big series, couple of home runs and a game-winning RBI. Gino Groover at the plate. Gino, a Georgia native out of East Point, Georgia. Late call up to Double A in this season. Boy, he has made the most of it to this point. 3-2, third time, runner not going. Pitch to Groover, chopped back up middle. Shortstop going to make the play. Step on the bag, throw to first from Ironman. Is in time for the double play, 6-3. Gino Groover sent that one sharply back up the middle. And Jeremy Ironman wasn't playing him, wasn't seeing him really more to pull, but he got there, stepped on the bag, and threw to first for the out. So the leadoff base hit wiped away. It's kind of a turnaround from last night. Rockhounds bounced into three double plays, including DPs in each of the first two innings last night. This time, though, it's the Sod Poodles, and here's Caleb Roberts. Perkins with a pitch, just up and away for ball one, 1-0. Caleb Roberts at 246. Next home run will be his 20th of the year. That's a nice milepost in the season for any hitter. 2-0 pitch just outside. Check me 1-0. And now it is. Two balls and no strikes. 19 homers and 63 driven in. Roberts back behind the plate in this ball game. Plays outfield as well. Pitch just a bit high. Ball three. 3-0. A.J. Vukovic on deck, and again, there is not a better run producer in the Texas League than Sod Poodle center fielder. The stretch and delivery by Perkins, that'll get there in the inside half of the plate for a called strike, 3-1. Look at that five-man stretch from 2 through 5 in the order. I'm sorry, four-man stretch. Groover, Roberts, Vukovic, Melendez, a lot of pop in there. Pitch, called strike. Roberts starting to throw the bat away. Borderline pitch goes Jack Perkins' way, and Caleb will ask for timeout. I don't know if he's saying, he's saying something to home plate umpire Sean Sparling, and you know, it's something along the lines of, since he is the Sod Poodles catcher in this game, just make sure my guy gets that call too. 3-2 count, nobody on and two men down. Stretch and pitch by Perkins, and he got him, swinging strike three. So Caleb Roberts not happy, I'm sure, as he walks away. Thought he had a base on balls. Instead, it is a strikeout for Jack Perkins. So a leadoff base hit goes by the boards, and we are on our way to the bottom of the first inning. Baseball underway at Momentum Bank Ballpark. It's Amarillo nothing, and against right-hander Billy Corcoran, Rockhounds coming to bat.
The Permian Basin is all about the oil and gas industry, and the Midland Reporter-Telegram's weekly oil report has it covered. Each week, we report on the ONG news that matters to the people of Midland. We look at trends and feature the decision-makers that drive the industry. In print, online, or in our e-edition, we've got you covered. Log on today at MRT.com for the best of Midland. That's MRT.com. The Midland Reporter-Telegram, delivering life every day.
Aldridge Gardens is Midland's largest and most comprehensive lawn and garden center. Aldridge serves all of your landscape and outdoor living needs with degreed horticulturists and Texas certified nursery professionals on staff. And we offer a complete nursery and garden center. In fact, many of our bedding plants, hanging baskets, and trees are homegrown. Aldridge Gardens, in business and trusted by the Permian Basin since 1987, on Fairgrounds Road in Midland, or visit AldridgeGardens.com.
Why their apartments offer both high-end and affordable 1-, 2-, and 3-bedroom apartment homes with locations in Midland and Odessa, all convenient to shopping, restaurants, and colleges. In Midland, visit La Mirage, where you will experience luxury, style, and elegance. In Odessa, visit Andalusia and experience our state-of-the-art amenities. Widener Apartments, creating communities one person at a time. Visit us at widener.com.
Last of the first inning, and for the Rockhounds, Denzel Clark back in the lineup. He is a center fielder batting in that familiar leadoff spot. Not sure we would ever say that on the course of this season. He's hit first a lot. He's hit eighth a lot. He's the cleanup batter to start the year. It's been a journey for D. First pitch to the tall right-handed hitter down and away from Billy Corcoran for ball one. One ball, no strikes. Denzel in center field. Brendan Malone back at first base in this game, batting second. Swinging a foul straight back, 1-1. No Brendan at first base, batting second. Daniel Susak behind the plate in the three spot. Daniel Susak behind the dish. 1-1 pitch from Corcoran. D was tempted, did not go. Two balls and a strike. Will Simpson, not at first base, but in the lineup. He is the designated hitter, Will Simpson. Jack Winkler will bat fifth. That's second base. Jack Winkler at second. 2-1 to Denzel. Down low, ball three. 3-1 the count. Jordan Groshans, third baseman in the sixth spot. Jordan Groshans at the hot corner. Junior Perez batting seventh in right field. Junior in right. 3-1 from Corcoran. Rip left side, and it's a base hit for Denzel Clark. You know, each leadoff guy smacks one into left field. You know, Denzel Clark with a leadoff base hit to left. That sun, of course, is a factor for the 7 o'clock start. Shadow is already stretched past the edge of the dirt on the left side. Anything hit in the air, third base in particular, at least shortstop, could still battle the sun, second base as well. And left field, absolutely. In fact, Kevin Graham shielding his eyes even as I said that. Denzel goes on the first pitch and the throw down to second base. He is safe, so he has, well, any way you look at it, he's got 30 steals now. He actually has 31. We're working on it. So Denzel Clark with the stolen base. Kind of thought he might be going, and going he was. Brendan Malone with a 0-1 count, and D is in scoring position. So a single in the thievery. Pitch down and away for a ball. One ball, one strike. Denzel, a big, strong kid. He really is. He's 6'5", 230. Boy, he can motor. And one of the things he has done so impressive, I think, is just anytime any ground ball, just going to absolutely bust it down the line. Pitch down and away for a ball. It's 2-1. Has some power, of course. Leads the league with 8 triples, does D. No score. We're in the bottom of the first inning. 2-1 to count to Brendan Malone. Slightly open stance in a right-hand box. Brendan at 278. Breaking pitch, a little backup delivery, bounced foul. It's 2-2. Rest of the order, Jeremy Ironman batting eighth at shortstop. Ironman is at short. And Caden Trinkle. Last night's photography subject and game-winning swing. Caden Trinkle back in left field. And again, we'll bat ninth. Count even up. 2-2. Billy Corcoran, tall right-hander, long look at the runner at second base. Still looks now, turns, comes to the plate, and a chopper back past the pitcher, handled at second by Groover. His throw is in time, but that's basically an erstwhile sacrifice. Gets the runner to third with one man down, so Brendan Malone pushing Clark to third base, and Daniel Susak the batter. Clark, Malone, and Susak the leadoff three, Simpson, Winkler, and Groshans in the middle. And Perez, Ironman, and Trinkle rounded out for Gregorio Petit and company. Runner at third, infield in against Daniel Susak. Middle infielder's up against the grass, swinging a chopper up the first base side, and Denzel's not going to be able to score on that, so Susak taps out with Billy Corcoran, the pitcher handling. Ball just bounced up the first base side, and the frustrated Daniel Susak goes back to the dugout. Corcoran making the play about two-thirds of the way up the first base line, so he just waited for Susak, tagged him out, and Denzel no chance to break for the plate. So the Hounds miss at least the first opportunity there, and here's Will Simpson. right-handed hitter, first baseman by trade, DH in this game. Makes the first pitch just down and in, ball one from Billy Corcoran. Right-hander, again, I said tall. I'm not messing with these. 6 feet, 8, 220 pounds. Only 25 years of age. Stretch in a 1-0 pitch, and that'll settle over the heart of the plate for a called strike. One ball and one strike. Good off-speed pitch. Jack Winkler on deck. Bottom of the first inning, no score. Rockhounds with a runner at third, but there are now two men down. Denzel setting the table, but Hounds so far not bringing him in. Swinging that punch shot. Right side base hit. Will Simpson. How good has this guy been? Will Simpson has played in 11 games as a Rockhound. He has hit in 11 games as a Rockhound, and he is hitting precisely 500. Now, that's through 11 games, and he's not going to hit 500, of course, much longer. But he is right now and again drives in a run as he did yesterday. So the Hounds on top, 1-0, and Simpson going opposite way. Boy, he has been impressive. There's a swing of the line drive by Jack Winkler, left field. That's going to get down for a base hit. All the way into the corner it goes. Simpson rounding third. He is on his way, and he will score. Jack Winkler, RBI double, 2-0 Hounds in the bottom of the first. Boy, and he said it the other night for Jack Winkler, that is a bat the Rockhounds just really want to get going, and that was a great sign. That is a swing that we have seen the likes of many times on the season. That's 28 doubles for Jack Winkler this year, and that was just a lightning bolt in the left field. So the Hounds with a 2-0 advantage. Back-to-back ribbies with two outs in the first inning. The leadoff single and steal by Denzel not going by the boards. Now Jordan Groshans takes a strike on the outside half, 0-1. Denzel Clark leadoff single, stole second, was at third with one down on the bounce out. Still at third with two away, but Simpson, the opposite field single to right, and then Jack Winkler yanks a double into the left field corner. Back up pitch, Gordon Groshans, high fly ball, center field, going back, Vukovic, he is still going back, and he will track it down between the edge of the track and the wall. Good play by A.J. Vukovic, boy, well hit ball. On a calm evening, that is at least off the wall, if not maybe over it, but Vukovic, two center fielders, by the way, who are really good athletes, and with Denzel Clark and A.J. Vukovic, and he tracks that one down. But the Rockhounds, two runs on three base hits, no errors, and one man left on base. Well, we have played one in the Sunshine of Momentum Bank Ballpark on this Saturday evening. It is the Rockhounds 2 and Amarillo nothing.
Are you ready for ultra-reliable, ultra-fast, award-winning internet and better mobile? Experience astounding service and savings tailored to your needs all from Astound. Call 1-800-4-ASTOUND or visit astound.com to get internet for just $20 a month. Add unlimited mobile on one of the nation's largest, most reliable 5G networks free for 12 months. Be astounded and switch today. Restrictions apply. See astound.com for details.
Hounds on top by a 2-0 count as we go to the top half of inning number two. It'll be A.J. Vukovic who made that nice catch a moment ago. And Ivan Melendez and Jesus Valdez. Our team president, Monty Hoppel, who was, of course, our general manager for more than three decades. Monty is now our team president. Shelley Hinkey is now our general manager beginning this year. pretty good first season, boss. Pretty good first season. I was visiting with Monty today, and he said something that, it not earth-shattering, but it really kind of stopped me in my tracks. I was thinking about it, in fact, coming into the ballpark today, that regular season ends tomorrow. In fact, in 24 hours from now, regular season for the Rockhounds at home, of course, will be in the books. Now, the Hounds, of course, are on the road, and you and I will travel to the beach, to Corpus Christi, but for the front office staff and what have you, this is final weekend of the regular season. Man, sometimes it takes a while. Sometimes it feels like a blink of an eye. Called strike to A.J. Vukovic, and the second inning is underway. Facing Jack Perkins is the right-handed hitter. A.J. at 268, and man, very few guys hitting 300 anymore. That's really changed the complexion of baseball. Has pitched down and away, one ball, one strike. So 268 for a guy with power, and he certainly does, has 20 home runs. 17 home runs, 80 driven in. That should be his agent trying to add to the home run total. But, yeah, A.J. Vukovich really solid all the way around. Big tall right-hand hitter stands in. 1-1 count from Jack Perkins. Check swing to the go. They appeal. Oh, I say no. I'm thinking Gregorio Petit and I had the very same reaction on that, judging from the body English. Two balls and a strike to count to A.J. Vukovich. Hands up high as he sets, big swing and a miss, chase the fastball up. And boy, Jack threw that like he was mad. That was 96 miles an hour and up, 2-2. Yeah, a couple of center fielders, really good athletes, both 6'5", A.J. Vukovich and Denzel Clark. 2-2 pitch, and a called third strike at the knees. So after all, Vukovich is out, and he's going to disagree with that a little bit. So some borderline pitches early. So a couple of strikeouts for Jack Perkins. Jack has struck out 83 batters in 63 innings. And he's added two to that here in an inning and a third at the double play behind him in the first inning. Ivan Melendez, the batter, takes on the outside half of the plate of the knees for a strike, 0-1. Ivan, of course, big strong kid as well, 6'3", 225. Mention his time at OC, Odessa College, takes a strike, boy, knee-high just got there. If that got in the zone, and Sean Sparling said it did, that's a tough pitch, 0-2. Ivan also is a native Texan. He's from El Paso. Kind of migrated east, I guess, one step at a time. Now finds himself back in Amarillo. Swinging a shot up the middle. Boy, that may have hit Jack Perkins behind the bag. Jack Winkler has it. Throws to first and gets him. Boy, line drive back up the middle. I guess he did miss Jack, but boy, sometimes, man, that is scary. Going to get a second look at this. Yeah, boy, a line shot went right behind him. A good 0-2 swing by Melendez. That ball was sharply hit. Jack Winkler was shading a little bit that way against the right-handed hitter. So he was able to make the play, but that was a sharply hit ball. Jesus Valdez, he takes a high strike, 0-1. Valdez at 237. Jesus on a nice, tidy little five-game hit streak as he stands in. Checks his swing, or did he? Mounds will appeal, and nope, one ball and one strike to count. Nobody on, two men down, top of the second inning. Hounds on RBIs by Will Simpson and Jack Winkler. With a 2-0 advantage, scoring twice with two outs in the bottom half of the first inning. Hounds shade Valdez to pull, particularly at third, but really all the way around to the infield. The pitch drops down and away for a ball, two balls and one strike. Jesus out of the Dominican Republic. Been around a little bit, 26 years of age, right-handed hitter. Waggles that bat as he waits. The 2-1 stretch and pitch by Perkins swung on and missed for a 97. Count evens up at two balls, two strikes. And Jack, probably the best pure stuff of anybody in the, certainly in the rotation, maybe on the entire staff. 2-2 pitch and a swing and a miss. He gets him. Back-to-back fastballs at 97 miles an hour, and that is three more strikeouts for Jack Perkins. He has now struck out 86 batters in 65 innings, and he gets the side in order here in the top half of the second inning. So to the bottom of inning number two we go. Rockhounds 2, Amarillo nothing.
Synergy Cinema and Entertainment. As much fun as you can pack under one roof. Synergy features blockbuster movies, and dinner and drinks can be delivered right to your luxury reclining seats. A fully loaded arcade, from the classics to cutting-edge immersive VR. Three escape rooms that range from easy-peasy to you're never getting out of here. And crazy cool bowling lanes right next to food and a full bar. Find your fun at Synergy Entertainment. For showtimes, tickets, and more, go to Synergy.com.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
At All American Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram of Midland, we are your West Texas Ram Truck headquarters. We have half tons, three quarter tons, one tons, two and four wheel drive, diesel, and the legendary Hemi. We've got them all. And have you seen the newly redesigned Wagoneer? You owe it to yourself to come see one today. You'll be amazed. Stop by and see our impressive inventory or check them out online at MidlandDodge.com. That's All American Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram of Midland, where it's our goal to become the only place to buy a truck.
Junior Perez to lead it off. We go to the bottom of the second inning. Billy Corcoran back to work for the Sod Poodles. 6'8 right-hander into the motion. Pitch on the way to Junior. Boy, he was kind of stepping out of that pitch. It's off speed and just missed inside. Junior, not sure why, but just kind of lowered the hands and almost drifted out of the box. But it was a ball. Now a strike on the outside edge to even up the count. And it goes 1-1. Junior Perez and Caden Trinkle with game-winning ribbies last couple of games. 1-1 pitch swung on and missed, 1-2. Again, Junior lost 23 games, hitting just 130, but he had the 2-for-4 game the other night. That's something that had to be really pleasing. Now swings and misses, chase one way up and away. Boy, never looked comfortable in that at bat. Certainly not on the third strike. He really waved and went off the right-hander for Billy Corcoran. One man down for Jeremy Ironman. Caden Trinkle with his fourth home run of the year last night. That was a game winner. Jack Winkler with an RBI double in the first, and he's had a rough second half of the plate. Swinging strike to Jeremy Ironman, and it's 0-1. Of course, no matter the circumstance in terms of a team standing, you want to finish the season strong. Here's the 0-1, little swinging bunt out in front of the plate. It's going to be a close play. Throw, boy, just in time. What a play by Caleb Roberts. Boy, when he retrieved that ball, his back was to first base, and he turned and spun and threw a strike. That was a swinging bunt, so it was unintentional. Watching the relay, boy, he made about a 270-degree spin counterclockwise through to first base for the out. Boy, that is a terrific play by Caleb Roberts. Pitch to the outside corner to Caden Trinkle for a called strike, 0-1. And, of course, it's a bonus. If you get extra baseball in a given season, as the Hounds do this year, well, you want to be swinging the bat well going to the postseason. A little chopper over to second base and flipped out of the glove by Groover for the out. Oh, two terrific plays. Those two base, the two swings of the bat barely went 100 feet total, but two terrific plays. Groover charging, got the ball in the glove, and flips underhanded to Billy Corcoran out of the glove. Covering the bag was Corcoran. That was a good play by Corcoran and a terrific play by Valdez. So back-to-back brilliant defensive plays, and we have played two at Rocky Town, and after two, Hounds 2 and Amarillo nothing.
No, you want that smoky, tangy, sweet, and spicy sauced and tossed Wingstop. But you just brought a haul of groceries home from the store. It's cool. No one expects you to shop and cook in the same day. So let the flavor experts at Wingstop hook you up with mouth-watering wings, crispy tenders and thighs, fries and sides delivered right to your door. You can always cook tomorrow. That's why the fridge was invented. Get it delivered at Wingstop.com.
And we're back with breaking news. Coke Zero Sugar might be the best Coke ever.
That's right, Jim. Coke Zero Sugar is a must try for any Coke fan. So make sure you... Jim. Jim. We're on the air.
Ooh, yes. This tastes like the best Coke ever to me. Your thoughts, Jen?
Well, can I have a sip?
Jen, we're in the middle of reporting the news.
I need to try it first.
It's a ballpark tradition and a great way to jumpstart your weekend. Thirsty Thursday, enjoy Texas League baseball with the Rockhounds and discount beer and soft drinks at every Thursday home game. Thirsty Thursdays are made possible in part by Widener Apartments and Lone Star Signs. Gates open at 6 with the first pitch at 7 at Momentum Bank Ballpark.
Rock Hounds Baseball, presented by ConocoPhillips. To find out more, go to MidlandRockHounds.org.
And to the top of the third we go. Christian Robinson leads it off. It takes up and away from Jack Perkins for ball one. By the way, I played that announcement, Thirsty Thursday. Yep, we are. We're in the books with Thirsty Thursday, but thanks so much to Lone Star Signs and Widener Properties, great corporate partners of the Hounds. Pitch down and away for a ball, two balls and no strikes. Lone Star's work, by the way, very visible in the ballpark, of course. So Lone Star and Widener, thank you so much, folks, for 2024 regular season and Thirsty Thursdays. 2-0 pitch and a high fly ball right field. This is toward the corner. Fair or foul is the question, and that ball will drift out of play. And Robinson launching one high in the air toward that right field corner. Very reachable. Wind has kind of settled in. It's right about maybe 10 miles an hour. Kicks up a little bit, of course, from time to time, but it is blowing inward. So a pitcher-friendly breeze. Stretch and pitch by Perkins. That ball hit high in the air, shallow right center field. Denzel drifting in like he's got a bead on it. And boy, that's a towering pop-up handled by Denzel Clark. One man down, the batter, Christian Serna. DH in this ball game. Christian at 154. Catcher by trade. Hounds have a couple of excellent catchers in Daniel Susak and Shane McGuire, and plus Sod Poodles do as well. Caleb Roberts and Christian Serna, both really good catchers, and of course Caleb with a lot of pop. Here's a swing and a miss, 0-1. Christian Serna, we mentioned, grew up in the Bronx, but basically he moved to the Dominican Republic, and that's where he kind of developed his baseball skills. A swing and a miss, boy, 96 on the fastball, and ran away from him, 0-2. He faces right-hander Jack Perkins. Jack, 6'1", 220. Former Hoosier, Indiana University. Serna with an 0-2 count. Kevin Graham on deck. This is the bottom third of the order in the top of the third inning. Pitch is fouled straight back to the screen. Count 0-2. Serna hitting 154. His on-base percentage has actually dropped under 400, but it's still 389. He's drawn 10 bases on balls, so he's got the eyes of a catcher, that's for sure. 0-2 count, second time. Perkins, with that compact motion, delivering that bounces up there. And Susak blocked that ball. It popped up in the air, and he rather emphatically barehanded it. One ball and two strikes to Serna. Down to the two-run last of the first. Top of the third inning here, 2-0 to score. Check swing to the hook. Yep, he did, and Christian knew it. He was fooled on the pitch. Check swing down and away. He's out on strikes. Four strikeouts for Jack Perkins, and here's Kevin Graham. And for Jack Perkins, the ERA is very good, 3.57, but he has been at times really just completely dominant, just the occasional speed bump. Kevin Graham swings and misses, waves at the somewhat off-speed pitch, 89 down and away for a ball for an 0-1 count. No balls, one strike to Graham. Giancarlo Cintrone, who started this game with a line drive single to left, waits on deck. Two down in the third. Perkins' pitch lifted high in the air, left field not deep. Caden Trenkel on the move near the line, crosses right on the line. Fair ball, it's a fair ball and into the glove of the Hounds left fielder. So Jack Perkins gave up the base hit to start the ballgame, got a double play moments later, and has faced the minimum number of batters, just 9 hitters up through the first three. To the bottom of the third we go, Rockhounds 2, Amarillo nothing.
It was a game that we will probably never see the likes of again. August 14, 2004, the Rockhounds and Missions at Nelson Wolf Stadium in San Antonio. The Missions tie the game at 5-5 in the last of the sixth. The score is still 5-5 as the Rockhounds come to the plate in the top of the 21st. The teams had played 14 scoreless innings, and Saturday, August 14th, was now Sunday, August 15th at about 1:30 a.m. Nelson Cruz stepped to the plate. I can vividly remember him swinging and missing, With such force, I thought surely the wind would knock the hat off some guy on the Riverwalk. On the next pitch, Nelson Cruz hit a ball as hard as I have ever seen from the broadcast booth. It went out through the heavy early morning San Antonio air to the left of the batter's eye, about three-quarters of the way up on our rope. The Hounds scored another run and went on to close the game at about 1:45 in the morning by a score of 7-5. Couple of notes. Neither team used a position player to pitch, and the Rockhounds scored their first five runs against King Felix, future Seattle Mariners great and potential Hall of Famer Felix Hernandez. The current extra innings rules by design make a game such as that one virtually impossible. But 21 innings in the Alamo City, capped by Nelson Cruz's swing, made for some great baseball.
I think we can eliminate the word probably from the "we'll never see that again" 21 innings of baseball. Here's Denzel Clark now, leads it off, bottom of the third inning. Billy Corcoran with a strike at the knees. Boy, good strong delivery, about knee-high little run on it, 0-1. Denzel, single, stolen base, and scored the game's first run in the first. Swings, punches, one opposite way, base hit. The breaking pitch away, well off speed. Denzel stayed behind it. Well, inside out swing and punches a line drive into right field. Denzel Clark, 2-for-2. Fourth base hit for the Rockhounds, and the batter will be Brendan Malone. Well, for Denzel, and of course you have to look at the big picture, he's last 18 games coming in, a .227 average. That's been, you know, a little bit of a mini slump, but boy, he has been just terrific this season. Pitch called strike to Brendan Malone. Visited with D just for a couple of moments earlier today in the indoor cage. And you know, you don't want to be cliche, but end of April, he was just really, really in a frustrated spot. And Gregorio Petit, I thought, did great things with him. And Denzel, just a quiet, great kid, and what he's done, I think, is really impressive. Told him I was proud of him today, and really am. It's a long journey baseball season is, and man, perseverance is a good thing. He's running, pitches down low. Here's the throw. Got a chance. Did he get there? No, under the tag. Stolen base number two of the game for D. Boy, that was close. Geno Gruber thought they got it. He will discuss briefly with third base umpire Trevor Diedrich, but steal number two of the game for Denzel. Count is 0-2 to Brendan Malone, so two singles, two steals for Denzel Clark. And again, going into the final eight games of the season beginning tonight, Denzel's a guy that you want him on all cylinders. He's an impact guy to be sure. 0-2 to Brendan Malone, 2-0 Hounds in the third. Brendan takes just high for a ball, 1-2. Billy Corcoran, 6-6 with a 4.42 earned run average, makes his 19th appearance and start. And his next out will give him 100 innings for the season. Just notice that on the chart. Pitch down and away for a ball, 2-2. Faced the Rockhounds once at Hodgetown, and you know, it was one of those days that you come off the mound, you shower, you get on out and move on with your life. But he gave up 10 hits and 2 2/3, 8 runs against the Hounds. Denzel running again. Pitch is taken down. Here's the throw, and that's got a chance. They get him. He's out. Denzel trying to get to third base, and Valdez with a good catch and tag. Good, strong, low throw by Caleb Roberts. Boy, the two catchers for the Sod Poodles have really been impressive. And, yep, got him just by the fingertips. Three balls, two strikes to Brendan Malone. Boy, Serta and Roberts have really been good. 3-2, and once you know, ground ball, the third, knocked down by Valdez, and he will not be able to retrieve that. So Valdez, I think, booted that ball, and it'll be a runner at first base with one man down. Now we'll see how that will be scored, see if we get communication going here. Kind of like watching a game show. We need some help. There we go. That'll be an E. So So Brendan Malone runs base. There's Daniel Susak, takes down and away for a ball. One ball, no strikes. Look next door to Zach Goodman, the co-voice of the Sod Poodles. We were both kind of laughing, just waiting for the adjudication. So one man down. The caught stealing now, very, very big in the inning. Called strike to Daniel Susak, one ball and one strike. So Denzel Clark, single, stolen base, caught stealing, trying to go to third. Brendan Malone reaches on the error, one on, one out, and a 1-1 count to Daniel Susak. Everything back in order. Swinging a opposite field, single into right field, over to cut it off. Christian Robinson, he misplayed the ball. And coming for second is Susak. He will get there. Will he to get him? Now he's out, trying to advance. And shortstop Cintron makes the catch. So base hit. Coming to third is Malone. We got to look at this, see if this is basically two plays or just one. I guess he really never had the ball, did Robinson? So it'll be just a single. He's out trying to stretch it into a double is Daniel Susak. And coming to third is Brendan Malone. So single to right field. Shortstop Cintron covering the bag. So two out with a runner at third. A lot going on in this inning. And here's Will Simpson. Swings and fouls one away, 0-1. Good swing of the bat by Susak, opposite field. With a base hit. Robinson kind of overran it. He never really got the ball, so it wasn't a case of him bobbling it. Got away from him a little bit. Susak tried to advance, and he was thrown out. So Malone at third. Simpson waits. 0-1 count. Will swings. That ball is lined into right field. Going back as Robinson leaps up, and he will haul it in at the wall. Catch number two in this series by Robinson. It was just stunningly good. I was kidding, Christian. I owed him a call on a ball that I thought eluded him into the bullpen a couple of nights ago. He caught that one, and he caught this one as well. Left his feet, hit the boy, banged into the wall in right field. Just a tremendous play by Robinson. Boy, what an intriguing inning. No runs, one hit, one error, one man left on base. And that is slapping some serious leather to the bottom of the third. Rockdown's two, Amarillo nothing.
Permian Basin, where our teams are hard at work delivering the energy the world needs, safely, cleanly, and efficiently. We're honored to partner with the Rockhounds to recognize military veterans and service members at home games throughout the season. We salute these heroes for their sacrifices to keep us all safe and to protect our country. Visit Oxy.com to learn more about Oxy and how we zero in to make a difference in the communities where we live and work.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. Take the afternoon off and binge-watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment, made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
Olympus Properties offer luxury living in West Texas. 1, 2, and 3-bedroom apartment homes featuring modern finishes and amenities including resort-style pools, 24-hour fitness centers, tanning rooms, and more. Anatole on Briarwood in Midland brings it all together with an ideal location combined with contemporary, well-appointed apartment homes. Take a virtual tour, schedule an in-person visit, and look for our move-in specials, all at OlympusProperties.com. Your home, our passion. Olympus Properties.
Thanks for joining us for Texas League Baseball with the Rockhounds. This game summary is brought your way by ConocoPhillips.
We have played three, and the Hounds lead 2-0 as Giancarlo Cintron steps in, takes down and away for ball one. Top of the third, top of the order. Giancarlo has the Sod Poodles base hit. He was then doubled up on a 6-3 double play and a sharply hit ball back up the middle. Takes a called strike on the outside half of the plate, and it's 1-1. Took a 2-1 pitch, line drive base hit to left to lead off the game. Gino Gruber hits sharply up the middle into a 6-3 double play. And breaking ball here is swung on and missed off speed, 1-2. So for the Sod Poodles, no runs on a base hit. 9 batters through the first 3 innings. Rockhounds, 2 runs on 4 hits. Will Simpson, an RBI single. Jack Winkler, an RBI double. No runs, a hit, and 1 error for Amarillo. Two runs, four hits, no errors for the Hounds. Pitch swung on, lifted high in the air to left center field. Denzel drifting over, and he will make the catch. Not overly deep in left center for one man down in the fourth. Gino Gruber, the batter. Dan Gruber hit it sharply his last time up on a 3-2 pitch. He battled, too. He had a couple of two-strike foul balls and sent a sharply hit ball back up the middle. But Jeremy Ironman ranged to his left, did the Rockhound shortstop, and made the play near the bag, stepped on second for the out, and then completed the 6-3 double play. Hard hit ball right side of the inning, actually kind of spinning like a top, and Jack Winkler will get there. He will make the play. This time Gruber on a first pitch swing, bounces out to second. Sounded like it was hit a little more sharply than it was with his inside-out swing by Gruber, so ball was spinning like a top, but Winkler made the play, flipping to Brennan Malone for the out. One down, make it two out now in the fourth inning. Cintron with a fly to center, and Gruber bounces to second. Caleb Roberts, the batter. Struck out swinging his first time. Perkins with a pitch, way up and in for a ball. One ball, no strikes. Well, Roberts has come up big in this game, though. He threw out Denzel Clark trying to steal third base. Denzel certainly would have scored otherwise, so Roberts with a good throw to third base. Good catch and tag, too, by Jesus Valdez. Really, in retrospect, saving a run. Here's the 1-0. Swing and a miss on a pitch down to the dirt. One ball and one strike. So top of the fourth inning, fifth of a six-game series. Teams meet tomorrow afternoon, 1 o'clock, to wrap up the regular season here at Rocky Town. Hounds will be home 1 week from Tuesday. Game one, South Division Championship Series with Frisco. 1-1. Out there, boy, knee-high outside corner. Caleb Roberts, kind of the guy maybe the target on his back on close pitches. Boy, a couple of borderline deliveries and just got there. One in the first inning, and this one as well. 1-2 count. Perkins with a stretch. Jack's pitch swung on and popped up. Out in back of the bag at second. Jeremy Ironman, the shortstop, looking up into the evening sky, and he will glove it, and the inning is over. Pop out to shortstop. Jack Perkins now has retired the last 11 batters he has faced, and he's gotten 12 outs against those 11 batters, including a double play. To the bottom of the fourth we go. Rockhounds 2, Amarillo nothing.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Okay, class, so we all know that E equals MC squared, but what about F and G? What are they squared, huh?
This is Advanced English Lit. What happened to Miss Eileen?
Okay, so I'm not a teacher. I'm an Optimum Tech. When it comes to connectivity, we're experts. If millions of communities rely on us for internet and mobile, you can too. Optimum. Where local is big time. Visit Optimum.com today.
Imagine, you walk into work, turn on your computer, and are met with a message telling you that all your files are now encrypted. Your company has just been hit with ransomware. Every 14 seconds, a new organization will fall victim to ransomware. These and other cyber attacks cost businesses more than $75 billion a year. More than half of these attacks go undetected by antivirus software. Protect your business before it's too late. Call Hilliard Office Solutions for a free security review.
Last half of the fourth inning, and boy, this ball game really has been largely anyway, pitching and defense. Hounds got a couple in the bottom of the first inning, and Will Simpson and Jack Winkler back-to-back two-out RBIs. So a 2-0 game. It'll be Jack Winkler to lead it off, then Jordan Groshans and Junior Perez. I'm going to take you way back in Texas League history on our Hilliard Office Solutions, You Find the Solution. Way before they were called the Missions, in fact, San Antonio, and they've, remember, been a, with only a couple of exceptions, a part of the Texas League basically since its inception in 1888. First pitch by Corcoran is popped in the air right side of the infield. Second baseman Gruber on the outfield grass by two steps makes the grab over the shoulder and one man down. Jack Winkler pops out on the first pitch he sees here in the fourth. They were called the Broncos way back then, San Antonio's Texas League entry. They were playing at Galveston. Galveston had a couple of cool names, but they were called the Pirates at the time. That's a good name for Galveston, might be, right? On the water, anyway. And there was some weather coming in. First pitch, strike on the inside edge to Jordan Groshans. Blew out to deep center field his first time. A.J. Vukovic hauled it in. There was some weather coming in, and the Galveston team owners encouraged the players to play rapidly to avoid the weather washing them out. 0-1 pitch outside for a ball. So, did the players listen? Well, let you be the judge. Here's the 1-1 kick by the 6-8 right-hander. Delivers, got the inside corner, called strike 1-2. San Antonio paid attention. They did not score, but the home team, the Galveston Pirates, won the game 4-0, banged out 13 hits. Swinging a foul back. Count is still 1-2 to Jordan Groshans. Junior Perez on deck. So between 45 and 90 minutes, what was the time of the game? 19-13, San Antonio and Galveston, Texas League game. It's a swing and a fly ball. Right center field on the move, Vukovic. That ball going to drift to Robinson and right, and Christian will haul it in. Both guys pretty much there, so two men down. Here's Junior Perez. Billy Corcoran again gave up the two runs in the first inning after struggling against the Hounds just last time. I've got two really good defensive plays, although not on hard hit balls, but two really good defensive plays in the second. Got through a mess with a brilliant play in right field in the third. And a swing and a miss by Junior, and it's 0-1. Strikeout victim his first time up. So the San Antonio Broncos and the Galveston Pirates, 19-13. Owner said, hurry up a little bit. Pitch high for a ball. Weather was coming in. Teams were encouraged to play fast. But again, Galveston, 13 hits and a 4-0 win. Between 45 and 90, how many minutes did the game take? Pitch down and away, two balls and one strike. Bottom of the fourth inning. Field entirely in shadows. Just a little tiny glimmer of sunlight on one of the billboard signs just to the left of the batter's eye. There's a swing and a pop-up. Right side, giving a long look at his Caleb Roberts along with first baseman Ivan Melendez, but that ball will drift into the seats, and it's 2-2. Two balls, two strikes to Junior. Nobody on. Two out, fourth inning. And we'll see if he extends the inning. If Junior does, give you a little two-parter for you here. Two balls, two strikes. Corcoran with a leg kick. Delivers down and away. Full count, 3-2 to Junior Perez. In the bottom of the fourth inning, bases empty, 2 away. Corcoran's pitch swung on, hard hit ball to the shortstop to his left. Cintron makes the play nicely, and the inning will come to an end, 1-2-3. We go to the top of the fifth, trivia answer, and more baseball Texas League style coming up. Texas League 2024, of course. Rockhounds 2, Amarillo nothing.
Texas Ford dealers and the Midland Rockhounds know what it takes to be a legend. Strength, determination, and raising the bar. Like Ford F-Series trucks, the best-selling trucks in America for 47 years straight, and the best-selling truck in Texas. Visit your Best in Texas Ford dealer today or shop at TexasFord.com to get a great deal on a new Ford F-Series truck. Ford, proud sponsor of the Midland Rockhounds.
Based on 1977 to 2023 CY total sales.
When the game goes into overtime. But the game goes into overtime. Bud Light, easy to drink, easy to enjoy. Pick up Bud Light at your local convenience store today. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Bud Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
There's something special at every Rockhounds home game. Tickets are two for the price of one every Tuesday. All you need is a coupon from any area Baskin-Robbins store. And on Wednesdays, hot dogs are half price. Gates open at 6 o'clock for Tuesday and Wednesday home games, with the first pitch at 6:30 at Momentum Bank Ballpark. Rockhounds Baseball, presented by ConocoPhillips. To find out more, go to MidlandRockhounds.org.
And we thank our terrific corporate partners throughout 2024 as we wrap up the home's part of the schedule anyway, regular season this evening and tomorrow in the afternoon with our final family day. Also, by the way, tomorrow, Fan Appreciation Day. And Rockdown's team card sets for 500 fans, I do believe. We'll go to the top half of the fifth inning. On this date, 1913, again, it was San Antonio at Galveston. There was weather coming in. The Galveston owners said, hey, look, let's see if we can get this game in before the weather hits. The home team banged out 13 base hits, apparently paid no attention whatsoever. Won the game 4-0, but it was still pretty quickly played. Between 45 and 90, how many minutes? A swinging strike, 0-1 to leadoff batter A.J. Vukovic. He'll be followed by Ivan Melendez and Jesus Valdez. Ball game in the top of the fifth. Hounds lead it for the score of 2-0. Both runs coming in the first inning. Vukovic waits from the right-hand side. Struck out looking his first time up. Long set by Perkins. 0-1 pitch just outside for a ball. One ball, one strike. Well, they played a 9-inning game, San Antonio at Galveston. Galveston, 13 hits and a 4-0 win. It took 49 minutes. How is that possible? 1-1 delivery, backs up high and tight. Two balls, two strikes. Now, I have a feeling they didn't warm up between innings like the guys do now, but even then, that's 9 innings of baseball in 49 minutes. I guess the home team won, so 8.5 innings in 49 minutes. It was 13 hits for one team. Pitch down and away for a ball. It's three balls and one strike. So how they did it, I don't know. It was Texas League Baseball in 1913. Now there's another side to this story as to why the owners were so anxious to get the game in. 3-1 pitch fouled away, 3-2. Vukovic at the plate, 2-0 Rockhounds here in the top of the fifth inning. Again, there's weather coming in right at Galveston, and of course they get some stormy weather. So why were the owners so concerned about getting the game over as quickly as they could? Here's the 3-2. Way up high, ball four. So Jack with his first walk of this ball game against four strikeouts, tying run at the plate, and that's Ivan Melendez, and more than capable, 20 home runs on the year for the big right-handed hitter. Let's see, did both teams have to catch the same train heading out of town? Was Galveston trying to clinch the pennant? Or were the owners trying to avoid giving the fans a rain check for next year? It was the last game of the season. Pitch, strike of the knees, outside corner by Perkins. No balls and one strike. Melendez bounced out to second baseman Jack Winkler, his first time up. Vukovic, the base runner. Solid lead off the bag, the stretch by Perkins, and he'll throw over that way. And Vukovic getting back in. And a game in 1913, what were the owners worried about? Were they worried that both teams had to catch the same train and were running out of time? Were they trying to clinch the pennant? Were trying to avoid rain checks for the next year? Swinging a foul back. 0-2. No balls, two strikes to Ivan Melendez. Ivan at 231, mentioned out of El Paso, that is his home. Started his college career here in West Texas at Odessa College and then went on to Austin and the University of Texas. And, of course, just because Arizona AA is at Amarillo, finds himself back in Texas again. 0-2 stretch, one on, nobody down. Perkins from the belt, long stretch this time, set and pitch way up high for a ball, 1-2, ball and two strikes. Well, it's the worst of the three answers, by the way. The word cheapskate jumps to mind. Owners were trying to avoid giving fans a rain check for the first game of the next year. So they said, hurry up and get this game in. Swinging a foul out of play, it's 1-2. Catching the train would be understandable. I don't know that many Texas League teams really travel by train. And if you're trying to win a pennant and worried about getting rained out, yeah, speed it on up. But just to avoid giving fans rain checks for the next year, man, folks ought to flat out be ashamed of themselves. The 1-2 pitch, swing and a miss, and Melendez takes one up and away, and he will ask where that pitch was, and I don't imagine he's going to like the answer. That was up and out of the zone. Fifth strikeout for Jack Perkins, one walk, and again, that was to A.J. Vukovic a moment ago. And here is Jesus Valdez, strikeout victim, his first time up. Valdez, right-handed hitter, stretch and pitch by Perkins, drops down low for a ball. One ball, no strikes. Mentioned San Antonio has been a part of the Texas League. Couple of exceptions, only very, very rare exceptions. Of course, they were AAA for one season in 2019. Then the reshuffling by Major League Baseball brought them back to the Texas League. The 1-0 pitch, swung on and missed, 1-1. And many times, the cool side of that, Rockhounds and actually Cubs, Angels, and Rockhounds, our franchise in the Missions, the longest standing and most prolific rivalry in Texas League history. Better than 1,500 meetings. Kind of cool to have the Missions back. One ball, one strike, pitch foul away. They've been the Missions a lot of their history, San Antonio has, and of course that makes perfect sense. But for part of 1898, they were the Broncos for part of the year, and they were one of my favorite nicknames in Texas League history, and there are some dandies. They were the San Antonio Gentlemen. Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Gentlemen Baseball. Apparently didn't go over well, though. Less than 1 year they kept that name. 1-2 set by Perkins. Delivery just up high. Two balls, two strikes. One man on, one man down. Top of the fifth inning. Amarillo and the Rockhounds in the fifth of the six-game set. Hounds lead 2-0 with a tying run at home plate in the form of Jesus Valdez for Amarillo. Pushing that bat back and forth pendulum style as he waits. Now sets up, waggles that bat. 2-2. Ball fouled away. The protective swing in Valdez. In at two balls, two strikes. Batter on deck is Christian Robinson. Boy, has he come up big in this ball game with the glove. My goodness. 2-2 stretch. Pitch swung on. That's popped in the air. Right side, Jack Winkler. Second baseman says he's got it. Shallow on the right field grass. Over the shoulder. Boy, that ball. There's a little tiny bit of breeze, and Jack had to make a little bit of a reach for that. Makes the catch in shallow right field. Two men down. Batter is Christian Robinson. Boy, he has made two catches in this series that have been tremendous. One was at the bullpen fence in the short porch, and we don't see it very often. Well, it takes impeccable timing and great glove work to reach over the 4.5-foot fence and snag that ball. And he did, taking a 2-run home run away a couple of nights ago. And earlier in this one, the right field straight away. Terrific running catch and then banged into the wall. Robinson waits, one on, two out. Swings and sends one, foul, boy, not by much. Wide of the bag at first. He was behind the Perkins pitch and just missed driving it for extra bases, 0-1. By the way, Galveston, you got a team way back in the, they were late 1800s and through 1937 off and on in the Texas League. Yeah, it's kind of cool. They were the Sand Crabs on four different occasions. Don't know about that. Pitched down and away for a ball. One ball, one strike. The Pirates, I don't think that had anything to do with an affiliation. I think that was just a cool name for a team from Galveston. And they were the Buccaneers from 1931 to 37. That's kind of cool. Don't know about Sand Crabs baseball. I don't know. Pitched down to the dirt. Blocked by Susak. Trying to move up is Vukovic, and he is out. A.J. trying to move up. Daniel Susak blocked that ball. He kept it within his reach. And so A.J. will get a call to caught stealing. I'll double-check. I think that was Jack Winkler. In fact, I'm going to look at the replay here. Yep, it was Jack Winkler who covered the bag. So 2-4 in the caught stealing on the pitch in the dirt. And a good, strong throw by Susak. So both catchers have come up with a good, strong throw denying a runner in this ball game. We go to the bottom half of the fifth, midway through Saturday evening baseball. Rockhounds 2, Amarillo nothing.
Love really good produce? So do we. At H-E-B, you'll always find fresh, flavorful fruits and veggies, including lots of special finds you can't get anywhere else in Texas, like our exclusive Sweet Caroline blackberries. They're the sweetest blackberry you can buy in Texas. Sweet Carolines are in season right now, but only at your H-E-B, where the produce department's always stocked with peak freshness and peak flavor. H-E-B. Here, fresh produce tastes better.
Widener Apartments, offer both high-end and affordable 1, 2, and 3-bedroom apartment homes with locations in Midland and Odessa, all convenient to shopping, restaurants, and colleges. In Odessa, visit Acacia Park, where you'll find the best value and a wonderful home waiting for you. In Midland, visit Northridge Court, where you'll find the best selection of floor plans to suit your needs at an affordable price. Widener Apartments, creating communities one person at a time. Visit us at widener.com.
Ovintiv is proud to support Midland and the Rockhounds. As a leading North American energy company, we produce oil and natural gas safely and responsibly. A challenge we've embraced for over 100 years. Ovintiv proudly supports the communities where we live and operate, creating a sustainable future to keep equipment rolling, people working, and families fed. Our products fuel the world. We make modern life possible.
And just as we come back, I was late getting out of that inning. I apologize. I was trying to see who covered the bag on the caught stealing. Jeremy Ironman going to bounce out to his opposite number, the Rockhound shortstop, on the first pitch of the bottom of the fifth since the two-hopper handled by Giancarlo Cintrone. So one pitch, one swing, two bounces, and one man down. Bottom of the fifth. Caden Trinkle, the bat. Top of the order on deck. Caden takes just outside for ball one. Billy Corcoran again gave up a couple of runs on three hits in the first inning. Some good defense behind him, but he's now put three goose eggs on the board in this 2-0 game. Pitch to Caden, swung on, lifted in the air to left field. Straight away, and waiting for it is Graham. Kevin Graham will haul it in for the out. So three pitches and quickly two down here in the last half of the fifth inning. Top of the order, Denzel Clark. Denzel, two singles. He's 2 for 2. Two steals, one caught stealing, and one run scored. He's had a busy evening as the Rockdown center fielder. Billy Corcoran, former University of Pittsburgh Panther. Myers down the middle, called strike to Denzel, 0-1. Corcoran has mentioned his 19th appearance, all as a starter for the Sawtooles. Delivers ground ball third base, too sharp. Hops to Valdez, and he throws to first again. Denzel makes it close, but he is out. So a pretty routine inning. That ball was sharply hit, but handled nicely by Valdez. So a very quick bottom half of the fifth inning. We'll give you some totals in a couple of moments. We've played five on Saturday night at Rocky Town. It's the Hounds 2, the Sawtooles nothing.
The to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. It's an easy thing to do. Just crack open an ice-cold Coors Light and chill. Take the afternoon off and binge-watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Who's counting anyways? Or hang out with just your dog because you've had enough human interaction this week. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
You're listening to Texas League Baseball with the Rockhounds. This game summary is delivered by ConocoPhillips.
We have played five innings at Momentum Bank Ballpark, a.k.a. Rocky Town. Rockhounds got two runs in the bottom of the first inning, and that has been it. Denzel Clark led off the bottom of the first with a single, stole second, advanced to third on a bounce out. And he was there with one away. And still with two men down, but Will Simpson, opposite field RBI single, and Jack Winkler drilled a double into the left field corner. So back-to-back ribbies by Simpson, bringing Denzel home, and then Will scores on the Jack Winkler double, and it was 2-0. Hounds threatened in the third, but boy, a brilliant play by Christian Robinson in deep right field denied a run-producing swing. In the meantime, Jack Perkins has been outstanding. Giancarlo Cintrone leadoff single starting the game. He was doubled up on a sharp ball grounder right back up the middle, a 6-3 double play, and a walk and a caught stealing in the fifth inning. So Jack has faced the minimum number of batters. He's faced 15 batters in five innings. Christian Robinson back to the plate. He was there when Vukovic was thrown out trying to steal a base, trying to move up on a pitch in the dirt, but it does go as a caught stealing once you take off. So Robinson leads it off, swings and misses, 0-1 to count. Christian Cirta and Kevin Graham will follow in the Amarillo sixth inning. So through five, Sidepoodles, no runs, one hit, one error. Nobody left. 0-1 from Perkins. Breaking ball looped in the air, right field side. Fair or foul? The question, it is a foul ball, not by a lot. Robinson missed narrowly on a line drive. He was behind a Perkins pitch and drove it just wide of the bag at first. This one drifting foul further down the right field line. Kind of a soft fly ball, but it was flirting with their territory. So no runs, a hit, and an error for Amarillo. Nobody left on base. Rockhounds, two runs, four hits, no errors, and two men left in both runs and three of the four hits in the first inning. So the game for the five hits are in the first inning. Both teams combined. Pitch up high, ball one to Christian Robinson, 1-2. Christian at 2-11. 9 homers, 37 driven in. High strikeout rate. Here's the 1-2. And up and in for a ball. Two balls and two strikes. Down shading the pole, particularly with third baseman Jordan Groshans and left fielder Caden Trenkel shading toward the corner as well. 2-2. Down. We get him all called. Third strike. Little pitch in the ball by Sean Sparling. And Robinson called out on strikes. Boy, pitch just got knee-high outside edge. One man down, strikeout number six for Jack Perkins, and here's Christian Cerda. Dan Field has long since been in shadows now, and the wind has really backed away. It was 10 to 12 for a while, but flags are just very gently moving, if they're moving at all now. Christian Cerda stands in, takes a strike down the middle, 0-1. And, of course, these two ball clubs know if they're playing at home, there's probably going to be a good amount of wind, but when you get one like this, it's really nice, about 78 degrees and just a little bit of wind. 0-1 pitch. Swung on, fly ball, right center field, well struck. Anybody going to get there? That ball is going to drop for a base hit. Boy, Denzel made a great effort stopping at second base, and is Cerda. Christian Cerda, opposite field drive. It's split between center and right with Clark from center, Perez from right closing on it. Denzel went up, was watching, Demon to watch on the replay. He wound up running almost into the wall. Looked like he almost climbed the wall. See how close he came. Boy, almost got there, and he wound up climbing up on the billboard signs with his momentum carrying him into the wall. Perez retrieved, throws in, but Cerda with a one-out double here in the sixth inning, and he banged that thing to deep right center field. So Cerda with a good swing of the bat. Second base hit for the Sodpoodles, first hit since the first batter of the game. Now Kevin Graham. And what do we have? Pitch clock violation? Yep, pitch clock violation on Jack Perkins. So one ball and no strikes the count. Sean Sparling is our crew chief. Sean from Mountain Home, Idaho. He has home plate in this game. Graham waits, swings, and that ball lined to right field. It's going to go right at Perez. Jr. to make the catch. Boy, that's a well-hit ball. Just a line drive, but right at the right fielder. So Kevin Graham, good swing of the bat, but an out is all he has to show for it. Runner in scoring position, two down. Giancarlo Cintron, the batter, 1-for-2 with a single. First base umpire Nate Diedrich from Victorville, California. And Trevor Matthews from Venice, Florida is at third base in this game. Here's Cintron. Swings and fouls the first pitch away, and it's 0-1. One out double by Christian Cerda. First base hit for either team since the third inning. In fact, I might be cheating the Hounds out of one base hit. Matter of fact, I'm sure I am. Had two base hits in the third inning, so two runs on five hits. Ball hit out towards second base. Jack Winkler is there. He'll make the play. Throw to first base for the out. So the double by Cerda does no damage, and we are bound for the bottom half of the sixth inning. Rockhounds lead the Sodpoodles 2-0.
Nelson Cruz was a member of the 2004 Rockhounds. He retired last November following a 19-year Major League career. In naming Nelson as this year's inductee into our Franchise Hall of Fame, we made the case that he may have fallen just 36 swings shy of Cooperstown. Nelly finished with 464 home runs. Only 28 players have ever hit 500, and 19 of them are in the Hall of Fame.
of the nine who are not, two will be when they become eligible, Albert Pujols and Miguel Cabrera. The other seven were heavily involved in the PED era. Now, here's some pretty interesting math. When hitting their first big league home run, members of the 500 home run club were an average of 20 years old. Nelly was 25. And when playing in 100 games for the first time in a season, their average age was 21 and a half. Nelly was 28. If Nelson Cruz had been given that full-time chance just a little sooner, he might well have hit 36 more home runs and reached 500, and that, so often, has opened the door to Cooperstown. Nelson Cruz is as good a person as he was a power hitter. He has won, among others, ESPN's Muhammad Ali Sports Humanitarian Award and the Roberto Clemente Award, MLB's highest off-the-field honor. All of that thanks to his deep and abiding dedication to his home in the Dominican Republic. And to the bottom half of the sixth inning we go at Momentum Bank Ballpark. Connor Grammas is on the pitch. So Billy Corcoran, a couple of runs early on, and you know when you've struggled against a team, and it was only one timeout, by the way. But again, the Hounds scored eight runs in fewer than three innings against him. Gave up a couple in the first inning here, so I think you tip your cap to Corcoran. Came back and got four scoreless, and this is just a 2-0 ball game. Connor Grammas delivers, finds the outside corner to Brennan Malone for a called strike. 2-3-4 in the Rockhounds' order in the sixth inning. 2-0 the score. Malone, Susak, and Simpson face the right-hander. Connor Grammas with the pitch, and that's punched right side. Base hit for Brennan Malone. A leadoff single for Brennan. Boy, a tough guy to keep off the score sheet. He really is. And Malone with a leadoff single. So Billy Corcoran going, I wanted to correct, I had left one hit off the Rockhounds chart off the total. So five innings for Billy Corcoran, gives up five base hits, two runs, both in the first inning. They both are earned. Really pitched to contact, did not walk a batter, struck out one. Daniel Susak, the batter, one man on and nobody down. Brennan Malone, the base runner, and Grammas finds the plate with the knees on the outside half for an 0-1 count. Connor, 6'1", 200 pounds, out of McLean, Virginia. Right-hander bends at the waist and sets up, hands right at the belt. Long set, 0-1 pitch. Susak fouls it away. Quick 0-2 count to the Rockhounds catcher. Connor Grammas making his 38th appearance. And second high on the ball club. 2-2 with a 5.61 earned run average. Made one spot start. Everything else out of the bullpen. Right-hander's delivery. Swing and a miss. Daniel Susak up and back down on three pitches. So Connor Grammas, so the base hit to Malone, comes back with a strikeout of Daniel Susak. One down. Here's Will Simpson. Well, Will Simpson is 1-for-2 with an RBI single. And could easily be 2-for-2. He was the guy who sent the ball to deep right that Christian Robinson made that sensational catch on against the wall in deep right field. With his first inning single, Will Simpson now an 11-game hit streak. He is playing in his 11th game with the Rockhounds. He has hits in all 11 of them. Pitch by Grammas, misses inside for a ball. One ball and no strikes. And a baseball got loose in right field, so that was the delay there. Christian Robinson taking care of that. One man on and one man down. Rockhounds 2, Amarillo nothing. Both runs in that first inning. Grammas with a 1-0. And Simpson sends one sharply but foul wide at third base. And we're coming up from Lansing. Advanced A stop on the A's ladder. Played the entire season with the Lugnuts before the spot opened up. Hit 270 with 16 homers and 81 driven in for Lansing. Did Will Simpson, the Washingtonian from Sammamish, Washington. Pitch just inside for a ball. Backed him away a little bit. Two balls, one strike.
played his college ball staying at home at the University of Washington. 2-1 count now as Grammas comes set. Average lead for Malone. Pitch swung on, fouled back. And the count, 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hounds come into this game with a 3-game advantage over Frisco in the Texas League South. They've got a heck of a game going at Riders Field, the Metroplex. They played 5 innings. The teams have combined Wichita and Frisco 1 run on 3 hits total. Frisco 1, Wichita 0. Pitch swung on a nub foul off the end of the bat, first base side. Count stays 2-2. Riders got a run in the bottom half of the first inning, and that's been it in that ballgame. And Frisco will be at Hodgetown next week, and we say that first because the Riders and the Hounds battling for the second half, but also next week, Tuesday through Sunday at Hodgetown. Dancing off the bag, Malone's going to run. That's a line drive, left side base hit. Will Simpson reached out and just yanked that, and Malone will come to third. Hounds do a little running, and what a swing of the bat by Will Simpson. Boy, he's just been something. 2-2 pitch away. See if we're going to get a good look from behind the plate on this one. Yeah, down and away, reached out and just yanked it into left field. Malone was running, so he goes from first to third on Simpson's second base hit of this game. And again, a door opens, and Will Simpson has kicked the door in the rest of the way. His first stint at AA. Here's Jack Winkler, big swing and a miss, comes up empty 0-1. Well, Jack has seen 3 pitches in this game, and he swung at all 3. He doubled into the left field corner, driving in a run in the first, popped out to second base in the fourth, and comes up empty on this one. So he has really been aggressive. Swings and sends a little roller out towards shortstop. Might be 2. Flip to second base for 1. On to first. And yes, sir, the Sod Poodles get out of the inning with a 6-4-3 double play. Well, the Hounds turned 1 early in this ball game. The Sod Poodles do there. And Jack Winkler will bounce into the inning-ending double play. So a promising proposition there goes by the boards. And we are bound for the top of inning number 7. After 6 complete at Rocky Town. Rocktown's 2 and Amarillo nothing.
Are you ready for ultra-reliable, ultra-fast, award-winning internet and better mobile? Experience astounding service and savings tailored to your needs all from Astound. Call 1-800-4-ASTOUND or visit astound.com to get internet for just $20 a month. Add unlimited mobile on one of the nation's largest, most reliable 5G networks free for 12 months. Be astounded and switch today. Restrictions apply. See astound.com for details.
The Permian Basin is all about the oil and gas industry, and the Midland Reporter-Telegram's weekly oil report has it covered. Each week, we report on the ONG news that matters to the people of Midland. We look at trends and feature the decision-makers that drive the industry. In print, online, or in our e-edition, we've got you covered. Log on today at MRT.com for the best of Midland. That's MRT.com. The Midland Reporter-Telegram, delivering life every day.
Make Rockhounds baseball part of your weekend. We start things off a day early with a ballpark tradition, Thirsty Thursday. Friday home games feature souvenir giveaways, and Saturday night baseball means fireworks. When the Hounds are home on a Saturday night, we'll have a fireworks show for you after the game. Gates open at 6 o'clock on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, with the first pitch at 7 at Momentum Bank Ballpark. Rock Hounds Baseball, presented by ConocoPhillips. To find out more, go to MidlandRockHounds.org.
7th inning, Jack Perkins going back to the mound. He'll face a good trio, Gino Gruber, Caleb Roberts, and A.J. Vukovic for Amarillo. 2-0 game. First pitch to the outside corner, called strike. Boy, just a dart to Gruber. Gino was bounced into a double play. That was really a sharply hit ball back up the middle. Good play by Jeremy Ironman. Turned it into a 6-3 double play in the first inning. Bounced out routinely the second his last time. Takes down to the dirt for a ball, and it's 1-1. Gino right about the 400 mark. Right-handed hitter, pretty well straight away, hands up high. Stretch and pitch by Perkins, way inside for a ball. Count goes 2-1. Our ball game, top half of the seventh inning. Rockhounds, 2 runs coming in the first. Hounds have threatened a couple of times. Side Poodles have denied since. Ground ball right side again. Winkler is there. Looks that into the glove. Throws to first base for the out. Gino Gruber retired and one man down in the seventh for Caleb Roberts. 0 for 2 in this game. He has struck out and popped a shortstop. Made a run-saving throw as it turned out, denying Denzel Clark an attempt to steal third base. And again, with what transpired later on in the inning, that saved a run. Roberts homered twice in this series and a game-winning sack fly in the first game of the double dip a couple days ago. Takes up high for a ball, 1-0. By the way, North Division, Northwest Arkansas leads Springfield 4-3. Game at the top of the sixth at Hammond Steel. And Arkansas is leading Corpus Christi 6-1. There's a swing and a miss. It's 1-1. There's a Springfield game. That's a one-run ball game. Top of the sixth at Hammond Field in Springfield, Missouri. Arkansas leading at home over Corpus Christi. They're 21-7 at home, are the Travelers in the second half. If the two scores hold, the teams will be tied again with 7 to go. 1-1 pitch. Swung on and missed. Roberts may be chasing that a little off the outside corner, 1-2. Northwest Arkansas hung around a little bit. Tulsa made a little bit of a run in the first half. They've struggled since, but boy, it's been Arkansas and Springfield up north. Pitch down and away for a ball, and the count is 2-2. They both finished the regular season on the road. They are, I don't think it's mathematically a cinch yet that it'll happen in the next, maybe today, tomorrow, whatever it might be. It's going to be Arkansas and Springfield in the north. 2-2 pitch, fouled back, count stays 2-2. Good news for Springfield is they will host games 2 and 3 if needed. Boy, you don't want to go into Dickey Stevens Park twice in the 3-game set. Whoever wins the South, by the way, will have to do that, or could have to do that. 2-2 pitch, did he go? Check swing, yep, he went. Boy, again, what a check swing strike is or is not really varies. And Caleb Roberts, a little check swing that he went around. So strikeout number 7 for Jack Perkins. And the batter is A.J. Vukovic. And big strikeout. He's got an outstanding run producer at the plate. Vukovic 0 for 1 with a walk and a strikeout. Swings and sends one right side, and a diving stop by Winkler. Couldn't get there. Boy, great diving effort by Winkler. I think he slowed it down because that ball didn't get deep into right field. A.J. Vukovic extends his hit streak to 7 games with a base hit to right field. Watch the effort. You got to see if Jack got a glove on that. I think he did. A diving effort. Yep, did just deflected it a little bit. Heck of an effort. Base hit to right field. So tying run at the plate, and it's Ivan Melendez. Third hit for the Sod Poodles. Rockhounds have 7 hits now. Jordan Groshans in a no-doubles defense on the third base side. And the stretch and pitch to Melendez. Swings and misses. Chased one down and away, 0-1. Ivan 0 for 2. He's bounced to second and struck out. Again, you've got 2 or 3 guys in this ball club. You got a tying run at the plate. You want it to be Roberts, Vukovic, or Melendez. And it's Melendez. 0-1 count. It swung on and missed off the speed pitch, and it's a quick 0-2 count to the Sod Poodles first baseman. 2-out base hit for Vukovic. He's on at first, 2 away in a 2-0 ball game. Count 0-2 to Ivan Melendez. Boy, Groshans, a giant step off the line, is all at third. He's really shading that way. 0-2 pitch. Just up and away. Jack thought he had him. 1-2 to count. Jesus Valdez on deck, top of the stretch inning. Pitch on the way, swung on. There's a high pop-up in the shallow right field. Perez got a late jump, but he's going to come on and get under it, and he will glove it for the out. Well, that ball is just skied in the air. So the base hit by Vukovic goes by the boards. No runs on a hit, no errors, a man left on. And Jack Perkins goes 7 scoreless at this point in this ballgame. Can't imagine his night goes to the eighth, but we will see. And good pitching and good defense again in this series. Non-Googleable coming up. And it takes me out to the ballgame time. It is Rockhounds 2 and Amarillo nothing.
And the game goes into overtime. But the game goes into overtime. The choice to enjoy is easy. Bud Light, easy to drink, easy to enjoy. Pick up Bud Light at your local convenience store today. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Bud Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
The seventh inning stretch and non-Googleable trivia are brought your way by Bud Light. Easy to drink, easy to enjoy.
To the bottom half of the seventh inning we go, and it is the Rockhounds 2 and Amarillo nothing. Be Jordan Groshans, Junior Perez, and Jeremy Ironman will come to the dish. Ungoogleable trivia on this date. It's kind of cool. He became the oldest player in Major League Baseball history to hit 30 home runs in a season. Oldest player in MLB history to hit 30 home runs in a season. Who is he? Is it Nelson Cruz, David Ortiz, Darrell Evans, or Babe Ruth? Oldest player in big league history to hit 30 home runs in a season. Was it Nelson Cruz, David Ortiz, Darrell Evans, or Babe Ruth? Jordan Groshans has flown out twice, once to deep center field, the other to straightaway right field, or not deep to center. It's a shot up the middle, a base hit just to the left of the shortstop, Cintron. First pitch swing, and Groshans on base. Jordan continues a really nice stretch of late, sharp single to left center field. Went on with nobody down in this 2-0 ball game. Jordan Groshans is not a hit streak, but his last 10 games, 10 for 33, so he's hitting right at, what, about 303, I think, is that average, in fact. And again, another bat that fans would love to make sure is firing on all cylinders heading down the stretch. First pitch swinging a foul back by Junior Perez, and it's 0-1, no balls and a strike. Junior 0 for 2, struck out in the second inning and bounced out to shortstop in the fourth, both of those against Amarillo starter Billy Corcoran. Jordan Groshans, an average lead at first base. Melendez holds him on, swing and a miss. Junior chased one up and away, 0-2. He will ask for time. Look at those four names one more time, and then we'll give you the answer after this plate appearance. The oldest player in MLB history to hit 30 or more home runs in a season. Accomplished it on this date. Was it Nelson Cruz, David Ortiz, Darrell Evans, or Babe Ruth? You've heard of most of them. Here's the 0-2 pitch. Just outside. Boy, Grammas did not miss by much at all. Count one ball, two strikes. Jeremy Ironman on deck. One man on and nobody down, bottom half of the seventh inning. Hounds with a 2-0 advantage, which they forged in the bottom of the first inning. Grammas with a pitch to Junior, and he fouls that one away. Count stays 1-2. Perez 228 on the season. Started the second half really pretty hot. The last 23 games, so they had a really good ball game again a couple of nights ago, but hitting 130 over his last 23 games coming into this one. One ball, two strikes, pitch bounced foul again, this time over toward the third base dugout, and the count stays 1-2. Mentioned Jeremy Ironman on deck, Caden Trinkle in the hole. Junior waits, Grammas, and bending at the waist as he does each time. Here's the 1-2 stretch and pitch to Perez, down low, good stop by Caleb Roberts, 2-2. Well, that one in the dirt. New baseball here for Connor Grammas. Mentioned Connor has been utilized heavily out of the bullpen, his 38th appearance. Bases on balls have really been the issue. He's well under a hit per inning, but he's walked 36 against 44 strikeouts. Stretch and pitch to Perez, and it's outside. That's ball three, so full count. 0-2 is now a full count, a 3-2 count. 5.61 earned run average. The whip with the bases on balls at 1.73. And again, he's under a hit per inning, so the walks have really made that whip what it is. Full count is Groshans running. Nobody down. He will draw a throw. And back to first base he goes. So that's two tosses over. So the disengagement rule will now be a factor. If he throws over again, you got to get him. 3-2 count. Groshans not running. Pitch to Junior. Didn't mean to. Turned into it and fouled it away. Pitch was up and in, and Junior just kind of turned a little bit, and the ball hit his good bat and glanced off at about a 45-degree angle toward the dugout from the first base side. Outfield straightaway, not overly deep in left and center, deep in right field, but of course that's where that short porch bullpen. Breeze has gone away almost entirely. 3-2 to Junior, and he got him. A swing and a miss. Had an 0-2 start, worked it full, but Grannis comes back with his second strikeout since coming on last inning, and it's one on, one out for Jeremy Ironman. Oldest player in big league history. He had 30 or more in a season. Was it Nelson Cruz, David Ortiz, Darrell Evans, or Babe Ruth? A little hint. We have talked about him in each of our franchise scrapbook sections this evening. Former Rockout. Pitch up and in for a ball, one ball, no strikes. Nelson Cruz. Nelly on this date at age 41. It is 32nd, actually hit his 30th. He went out and hit 32. He was an American League All-Star that year. At age 41. Pitch whoo, up and in, and that hit Jeremy Ironman. So, again, command has been the only issue, really, for Connor Grammis. He's tough to hit, but plunks the batter here. It's first and second with one man down. Caden Trinkle will be the batter, and Jeremy will take a trip to first, see where that ball got him. Got him, I think, on the protective device. Doesn't mean that didn't feel, or didn't mean it felt good, but I think he got him on the protective gear that he wears on that left arm. Conference on the mound with catcher Caleb Roberts, shortstop Giancarlo Cintron joining. So they will talk things over. Sod Poodles in the gray uniforms, dark blue numerals on the back of the jersey. Got the TV numbers on the front, thank you very much, in blue. And Amarillo in red with gold piping on the chest with the blue caps. Rockhounds are wearing the terrific specialty jerseys honoring Bynum School. Great folks who deal with folks from age 3 to adult with special learning needs. Bynum is a special, special place. Called strike to Caden Trinkle, 0-1. Beautiful dark blue body to the jersey and the sleeves cut off at the shoulder with a multicolored pattern. Really cool. Got red, yellow, and orange and red. Think a splash of green in there. It's the dark blue body ground ball. That bounces off the mound. Going to kick the second for one on the first and the third double play of this ball game. Second for the Sod Poodles that have been, again, big double plays. The Rockhounds turned one early and the Sod Poodles twice. Ball sharply hit, vaulted off the mound. Nicely handled by Gruber at second base. And that starts the 4-6-3. So Rockhounds get a couple of base runners on a hit and a hit by pitch. But it's no runs on a hit, no errors, and a man left on. To the top of the eighth inning we go. Hounds will, going to go to the bullpen. So to the eighth we go. Hounds 2, Amarillo nothing.
Introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
This game summary is brought to you by ConocoPhillips, presenting sponsor of Rockhounds Baseball.
Jack Perkins' season started on the injured list, and again, it had to have been so frustrating because he had a roster, he was a non-roster invitee to spring training with the A's, but could not take advantage, of course, and that is part of the journey sometimes. But since joining the Hounds, boy, he has really been good. He goes 7 more scoreless innings in this game, does Jack Perkins. No runs, 3 hits, one walk and seven strikeouts. And the walk total, we talked about it, that's been the only number that has not been really right in line, and walked only one batter in this game and struck out seven. So Jack Perkins, another outstanding performance on the mound for the Rockhounds. Shohei Tomioka will relieve him in the eighth inning. It is a 2-0 ball game. Amarillo, no runs on three hits and an error. No runs, three hits, one miscue. Two men left on base. Rockhounds have two runs, both in the first inning. Eight base hits, no errors, and three men left on base. A caught stealing. Again, tip of the cap there to catcher Caleb Roberts, and two double plays. And those have been big in this game as well. Jesus Valdez leads it off, top of the eighth inning. 2-0 Hounds, and Shohei missed the outside corner ball. 1-1 ball, no strikes. Valdez, then Christian Robinson and Christian Cerda for Amarillo in the eighth inning. Jordan Groshans again cheating into third against Valdez. 1-0 pitch, outside corner and a breaking ball. Count is one ball, one strike. Jesus Valdez struck out swinging against Jack Perkins in the second and popped out to second base in inning number five, 0 for 2. Stretch by Shohei. Pitch bounced to the right side. In between hop. Handled nicely by Malone. Shohei to cover the bag, and that'll be a 3-1 put out. Nicely done by both guys. Top spin bouncer, and one of those that you have to wait for that second hop. Shohei smiling as he comes back to the mound after making that play. I mentioned those, the Bynum jerseys the Hounds are wearing. Really cool. The colored pattern on each of the sleeves, short sleeves. Got blue and green and orange and red and yellow. And Rockhounds in multicolored lettering across the chest. Really cool. Pitch up high for a ball. One ball, no strikes to Christian Robinson. And again, we do it each year honoring the great folks at Bynum School. Boy, the work they do. Really terrific part of our community. Now, if that sounds cliche, it ain't. Pardon the grammar. 1-0 pitch. Called strike 1-1. We're talking about a school, and I do a wiseacre with my grammar. That away. My third grade teacher may fly here. She wasn't very nice. She may come here and smack my hand. One ball, one strike to count. That's Miss Hilburn, by the way. Swing a ground ball to third, but that's a foul ball. And to count, one ball, two strikes. By the way, almost all of my teachers in elementary school were terrific people. I remember them fondly. Not Miss Hilburn. She was third grade. She was not nice. No lingering offense. Here's the 1-2. Swing and a foul tip, and Susak hangs on. Strike three as Robinson is out on strikes. Strikeout for Shohei, his first, eighth for the team. Two men down in the eighth inning. Near is Christian Cerda. Cerda 1-for-2 with a double, and boy, he really belted it to deep right center field. Denzel Clark and Junior Perez closed on it, but neither could get there. Denzel wind up basically climbing the wall in deep right center. Pitch swung on and fouled away, and the count is 0-1. So Cerda with a double, one of three base hits for the Sod Poodles in this game. Top of the eighth inning, Rockhounds 2, Amarillo nothing. And again, both runs coming in the first inning. Well, this series has been well contested. Here's the 0-1, and that's up and in for a ball. Hounds won on Wednesday night after the rainout Tuesday, 5-2. But the next three games, the last three, decided by a total of three runs. A hat trick of one-run games and 2-0 here tonight. 1-1 pitch is low and away, ball two. Two balls and one strike. Shohei Tomioka, his 37th appearance. That is the most of any Rockhounds pitcher. All out of the bullpen. 4.27 the earned run average. Shohei with a 2-1. That ball hit high in the air to left field. Caden Trinkle, drifting back, has room. Short of the track, he's got it, and the inning is over. Well hit ball by Christian Cerda, but got it up in the air a little bit, and that was handled shy of the track in left field by Caden Trinkle. Well, the Rockhounds have a goose egg going through eight innings of this ball game. To the bottom of the eighth we go. Rockhounds 2, Sod Poodles nothing.
The list you have needs one more thing.
Chill. It's an easy thing to do. Just crack open an ice-cold Coors Light and chill. Take the afternoon off and binge-watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Who's counting anyways? Or hang out with just your dog because you've had enough human interaction this week. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
VIP Sports Getaway has an unforgettable experience in store for Dallas Cowboy fans. Enjoy the trip with friends and let VIP Sports Getaway take care of the rest. Our packages include your game ticket, hotel accommodations, transportation, and the ultimate Bill Bates tailgate party. It's a private, all-inclusive party with a catered meal and beverages directly across from the stadium. To find out more about our Cowboy packages, visit VIPSportsGetaway.com.
At All American Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram of Midland, we are your West Texas Ram Truck headquarters. We have half tons, three-quarter tons, one tons, two and four-wheel drive, diesel, and the legendary Hemi. We've got them all. And have you seen the newly redesigned Wagoneer? You owe it to yourself to come see one today. You'll be amazed. Stop by and see our impressive inventory or check them out online at MidlandDodge.com. That's All American Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram of Midland, where it's our goal to become the only place to buy a truck.
Right-hander Tyler Rashi out of the bullpen. As we go to the last half of the eighth inning, Rock Hounds with a 2-0 advantage. Tyler Baum is warming for the Hounds in the bullpen. He has joined the closer conversation. Denzel Clark leads it off, takes a Rashi pitch on the outside corner for a strike, 0-1. So Taylor out of the bullpen. Two innings for Connor Gramas. Gave up three hits, but no runs. Struck out a couple. Ground ball between third and short. And that'll get through. Boy, a sliding effort by Valdez. He deflected it. The ball doesn't get deep into left, but a base hit for Denzel. He is 3-for-4 in this game. Two steals and a caught stealing. He scored the first run of the game again back in the first inning. A nice effort again by Valdez. He just couldn't quite get there. Don't know that you're going to get Denzel on that anyway, because, again, he's got really good speed, and well, he utilizes it down the base pads. One on with nobody down. Rockhounds 2-0 in this game. And the batter, Brennan Malone. Brennan 1-for-3. He'll keep an eye on Denzel. He has two steals, official total 31, actual total 32. Pitch up high for a ball. One ball, no strikes to Brennan. Malone, a leadoff single to right field in the sixth inning. Will Simpson on a one-out single, but the Sodpools then turned one of their two double plays back-to-back sixth and seventh innings. Toss to first, and that'll chase the runner back. By the way, our terrific presenting sponsors at ConocoPhillips have a terrific group on hand here tonight. We thank them so much. They've been in the picnic area. They've been all over the place today. It's really cool. Pitch up high for a ball, two balls, and no strikes. Mother Nature cooperating. Got a fireworks show after the game. Big bunch in the house tonight. And a good ball game again between the Hounds and Sod Poodles. Pitch up high for a ball, three balls, no strikes. Of course, you and I have been traveling this road for a long time, three-plus decades. In minor league baseball, of course, you just never know wins and losses anywhere in between. If you have a chance at the postseason, that's just a bonus. Pitch up high for a ball, ball four. So the walk by Taylor Rashi, two men on and nobody down. Well, honestly, always said this, that if you are in your respective playoff race, the half-season pennant, wild card, whatever it might be, if you're in the race in the last 2 weeks of any half, that's all you can ever, you just would hope for that. And anything other than that is just gravy. It's wonderful gravy, baseball gravy. Pitch up high for a ball, 1-0, but if the wins and losses aren't what you'd like them to be, any night you can have a terrific ball game. And we've had, well, this is the fourth in a row, really. 3 one-run games tonight, a 2-0 game. Hounds, though, are threatening here in the eighth inning. 1-0 pitch. That'll bend over the heart of the plate. Called strike 1-1 to Daniel Susak. Daniel 1-for-3. Singled in the third. Bounced out to Pitcher Billy Corcoran in the first inning struck out against Connor Grammis in the sixth. Denzel Clark at second base, Brendan Malone at first. Base hit on a walk in the inning. And Susak with a check swing strike, 1-2. One ball, two strikes to the Hounds catcher. Will Simpson on deck. Well, he'd been something at a three-hit game last night. He's 2-for-3 tonight, and the time he went out was that brilliant catch by Robinson. That might have been a double. Susak tempted, does not go. Pitch sails high, two balls, two strikes. Dale Rashi out of the bullpen, 6'4", 220 pounds, from Torrance, California. Right-hander's pitch, and it is fouled back, and way over the top with that. Susak fouled it back 2-2. Rashi is 36th appearance, so he's been a guy used a bunch out of the bullpen. 4.74 the ERA, 6-3 in relief. 42 hits and 43 and two-thirds, 22 walks, 51 strikeouts. 2-1 ratio, pitch swung on, and he just added to it, swinging strike three. Daniel Susak is out on strikes, two on, one out. And the batter will be Will Simpson. Singled the opposite way to right field, driving in the game's first run in the bottom of the first inning. Sent one to the wall in deep right that Christian Robinson made a brilliant play on in the third and singled in the sixth. Pitch to Will, breaking pitch, slipped off the fingertips, it appeared. The count goes high for a pitch goes rather high for a 1-0 count. Last of the eighth inning, Sod Poodles in the ninth. We'll have Kevin Graham then back up top for Giancarlo Cintron and Gino Gruber. Runners bluff, don't go. Oh, my. Brandon Malone's caught off the bag. He went too far. Throw goes down to first. And now to Gruber, the second baseman. Denzel will come to third base. And now Denzel going to break for the plate, and he's going to score. And the throw goes high, and Malone comes to third. Brandon Malone got caught in a rundown. Denzel would have scored anyway. So Denzel Clark scores. I don't think he scores on a throwing error. I think the runner advances on a throwing error because Clark was going to beat the throw anyway. So Denzel Clark just stole third and home. And Malone, boy, I have to see how that will go. Again, the throw home, there's no way they're going to get Denzel on that. So 3-0 to score, runner at third, one down, and a 2-0 count to Will Simpson. Pitch up high for a ball. Well, the best laid plans of mice and men. Rockhounds were bluffing as if to go, but Brennan got too far off the bag. So he got caught in a rundown. Denzel went to third, eventually broke for the plate. Throw home was high and wide, but Clark had it beaten anyway, and Malone ends up at third. So a couple of steals and an error, I think. Pitch a called strike, and it's 2-1. So Denzel Clark, and we've been talking about a missing steal for him. If my numbers are correct, he has now stolen four bases in this game and been caught once. He stole third and home. There is a swing and a miss. And the count goes 2-2. And the throwing error eventually allowing Brennan Malone to get to third base. As Gruber's throw home was high and wide. Second error from the Sod Poodle. So 3-0. And a pitch bounced foul off the bat of Will Simpson. So the count stays 2-2 to Will Simpson. Two balls, two strikes, runner at third, one man down. Infield, of course, is in. I think the correct count is 2-2. Scoreboard is 3-2. The pitch, and that's up high. No, that is correct. And the ball goes back to the screen, and Malone will score. So it is a walk for Will Simpson. Malone scores on a wild pitch, and it is 4-0 Rockhounds. Now that was a 3-2 to Simpson, and Rashi's pitch was well high, although it did hit the glove of catcher Caleb Roberts, but I would think that was more pitcher than catcher. That's one of those where you can really kind of lay a little bit of blame on both guys, but run will score, so a two-run inning and a bit of a mess here for the Sod Poodles in the eighth. Simpson will be the base runner, two runners across in this inning. Two walks and a strikeout, a base hit, an error. Multiple base steal. And again, it wasn't necessarily by design. Rockouts got themselves in a jam, not only got out of the base running jam, but eventually both runners score. So a 4-0 game. Tom Gorzolani, pitching coach, out for a visit. That will be broken up eventually by Sean Sparling, a home plate umpire. So the batter is Jack Winkler. The base runner is Will Simpson. One on, one out, two in. Jack is 1-for-3. He doubled home the second run of the game, that on a double toward the left field corner in the first inning. He has popped out to second and bounced into a double play since. Pitch from Rashi right down the middle, called strike 0-1. Now, this is the first time either team's been on top by anything more than, well, and three runs didn't last for long. That was in the first game of the series. Last four have been really tight. Backup pitch, sends it foul, and out in front of that, well, that worked out nicely. That finds it. Find the grass berm or just get maybe shy of it. Thought it might have been a souvenir for a small herd of kiddos down there. 0-2 to Jack Winkler. Ball game in the bottom of the eighth, and boy, the complexion of this game has really changed. Pitch to Jack will miss for ball one. One ball and two strikes. Frisco, by the way, still leading Wichita. It's a 1-0 game, only four hits in that game total. Wichita has just one hit, bottom of the seventh, 1-0 Rough Riders. 1-2 pitch, swing and a miss. Winkler out on strikes. Oh boy, it has been a little bit of everything for Taylor Rashi in this inning. Two walks, two strikeouts, a hit, couple of runs, wild pitch. An error behind him as well. And the batter is Jordan Groshans. Jordan, 1-for-3. Arkansas has defeated Corpus Christi 6-1. Breaking pitch way down and away for a ball, 1-0. The Travelers 22-7 at home in the second half. The 1-0 stretch by right-hander Taylor Rashi. Pitch swung on, pop foul out of play. Off to the right, one ball and one strike to count. So Frisco is leading. The Rockhounds, if they hang on to this lead, 4-0 last of the eighth. Magic number for the second half drops to 4. One ball, one strike. Stretch and pitch by Rashi just down and away. And the count goes 2 balls, 1 strike. And Frisco finishes the season, the regular season, that is, at Hodgetown next week, taking on the Sod Poodles. That's Tuesday through Sunday, by the way, in the Panhandle. 2-1 pitch, foul back, 2-2. Good stuff coming up, as always, of course. See a fireworks night next Friday. Friday is the fireworks night with Hodgetown. Got a Halloween flavor thing going today as well. Always good stuff. It's a great fans ballpark, really is. 2 balls, 2 strikes to Jordan Groshans. One man on, two men down in the eighth. The Hounds have doubled the lead. It's 4-0. Junior Perez would be next. Groshans waits, 2-2 stretch. Pitch by Rashi, just up and away, 3-2. So Will Simpson will go with the pitch. Will, by the way, drew that base on balls, and I apologize, that was one pitch off on the count. But he is 2-for-3 plus a walk. He's running pitches, taken up, high ball 4. And two men on base now for Junior Perez. And the second goes Will Simpson, so 3 walks, couple of strikeouts in the inning for Rashi. And Junior, the batter, he's 0-for-3, bounced to shortstop in the fourth, sandwiched between a couple of strikeouts. And Junior, right-handed hitter, will stand in. Base runners are Will Simpson at second, Jordan Groshans at first. Swings and misses, comes up empty, off-speed pitch away, it's 0-1. And huge night a couple of nights ago for Junior. Got the playoff clinching RBI. 0-1 pitch. Outside corner called strike. Rashi finding the outside edge. Another breaking pitch to Perez. 0-2. Rashi just looking for an exit sign. The glance at second base. Long set. Now the pitch to Perez. Way up and in for a ball. Count is one ball and two strikes. Set here by the right-hander. Breaking ball is popped in the air. Is it playable? Caleb Roberts giving a look near the screen. And up out of room by two rows. Just settles back down into the seats. One ball and two strikes to count. Two men on and two men down. Last of the eighth inning. Junior Perez with a 1-2 count. Jeremy Ironman would be next in the inning. A 1-2 pitch, and that is popped in the air again. Right side, let's see him. This ball, boy, that is a mile and a half in the air. It's going to drift just into the seats again, about three rows deep on the right feet, and right side, first base side. Now, Junior sending a couple of souvenirs into the stands. Count stays a ball and two strikes. Perez doing battle here. Boy, it's been a long inning for Taylor Rashi. Seventh batter he has faced. Hounds have scored twice in the inning. Scored twice in the first, two more here in the eighth inning. Boy, crazy stuff going on, too, so we'll sort all that out, perhaps. One ball, two strikes again. Rashi set. Pitch to Perez, and he got it. Swing and a miss. So through all of that, Taylor Rashi strikes out the side. So three walks, three strikeouts, a base hit, two runs. And we will go to the top half of the ninth inning. So the Hounds have doubled the lead, and after eight complete, we'll see. Yep, I think it'll be Tyler Baum coming on to pitch. Yep, sure is. Recognize that hair anywhere. It's Rockhounds 4, Amarillo nothing.
Oxy is proud to operate in the Permian Basin, where our teams are hard at work delivering the energy the world needs, safely, cleanly, and efficiently. We are honored to partner with the Rockhounds to recognize military veterans and service members at home games throughout the season. We salute these heroes for their sacrifices to keep us all safe and to protect our country. Visit Oxy.com to learn more about Oxy and how we zero in to make a difference in the communities where we live and work.
Aldridge Gardens is Midland's largest and most comprehensive lawn and garden center, serving all of your landscape and outdoor living needs. From our complete nursery and garden center to full landscape design, installation, and management, including irrigation repair service, we offer complete tree care service with certified arborists. And we're also your steel equipment dealer. Aldridge Gardens, in business and trusted by the Permian Basin since 1987, on Fairgrounds Road in Midland, or visit AldridgeGardens.com.
You know you want that smoky, tangy, sweet, and spicy sauced and tossed Wingstop. But you just brought a haul of groceries home from the store. It's cool. No one expects you to shop and cook in the same day. So let the flavor experts at Wingstop hook you up with mouth-watering wings, crispy tenders and thighs, fries and sides delivered right to your door. You can always cook tomorrow. That's why the fridge was invented. Get it delivered at Wingstop.com.
Tyler Baum out of the bullpen, as mentioned. Won't be a safe situation, but Tyler has been in that mix. So the Rockhounds with a 4-0 lead. Well, that inning a little bit of a mess from a scoring perspective, but Hounds doubled the lead. It was 2-0 going to the eighth and scored a couple with only one base hit in the mix as well. So to the top of the ninth we go. Kevin Graham is the batter. And he takes outside from Tyler for ball one. One ball and no strikes. Shohei Tomioka, a 1-2-3 eighth inning. And Tyler Baum on for the ninth. And, of course, still a couple of bits of drama. Pitch down and away for a ball, 2-0. Hounds' lead is indeed 4-0. But, again, four runs is certainly doable. Called strike inside corner 2-1, and you got the goose egg on the other side of things. It's Graham, then Giancarlo Cintron and Gino Gruber. Caleb Roberts would be fourth in the inning for the Sod Boodles. Top of the ninth, 4-0 Hounds. Thumbs pitch, swung on and missed, 2-2. Time called at the plate by Kevin Graham. Graham is 0-2. He's flown to left field and lined out, really ripped the ball, but right at Junior Perez, his last time up. Thumbs pitch, swung on and missed. Comes back with an off-speed pitcher and rings him up. Strikeout for Tyler Baum, and that is one down now in the top half of the ninth inning, and Giancarlo Cintron will be the batter. 1-for-3 with a single starting this ball game. And Gino Gruber waits on deck. Caleb Roberts in the hole for Amarillo. Ground ball, the first pitch, right side of the infield. Pitcher's going to have to cover. Good job by Baum. He got there. Jack Winkler to Tyler Baum. Brennan Malone thought he might make that play, so he ranged to his right to try to make it. Ball got by him to Winkler. And again, Tyler Baum, you've got to be aware, he was, got to the bag for the out. And it's two men down in the ninth inning. Batter is Gino Gruber. He is 0-for-3 in this one. Took a caller last night, and that is something he hadn't done much of since joining the Sod Poodles. So Tyler Baum, 34th appearance of the season, a 3.30 ERA for the right-hander. First pitch to Gruber. Finds the inside half of the plate. It's 0-1. Right-handed hitter is Gino. Pitch on the way from Baum. It's low and inside for a ball. One ball and one strike. Bounced into a double play in the first inning on a sharply hit ball, and he's bounced out twice to second base since. Takes on the outside corner. Count goes 1-2. And Tyler Baum trying to slam the door in the top of the ninth inning. One ball, two strikes, stretch, kick, pitch. Got him! Swing and a miss! And a shutout for the Hounds, their 14th of this season. And that total leads the Texas League. Tyler Baum, two strikeouts. 1-2-3 go the Sod Poodles. And the Rockhounds' magic number for the second half reduces down to 4. Jack Perkins, Shohei Tomioka, Tyler Baum combine on a three-hitter. And the Rockhounds win this game. The high-five line will form. Gee, where are you? I'm looking for Gregorio. There he is, coming out of the dugout. At the back of that line, place he really likes. Means he's got a win, and he gets the best of the high fives. Totals in a moment. Rockhounds win it. Final score of 4-0. Tip of the cap, gentlemen. A tip of the cap. 4-0 the final totals after this from Bud Light.
And the game goes into overtime. But the game goes into overtime. The choice to enjoy is easy. Bud Light. Easy to drink, easy to enjoy. Pick up Bud Light at your local convenience store today. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Bud Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
This presentation of Rockhounds Baseball has been brought your way in part by Bud Light. Easy to drink, easy to enjoy. Let's go back to Bob at the ballpark for a quick look at the runs, hits, and errors.
Again, on this fireworks night, we're going to do a very quick wrap-up for you, but the totals look like this for Amarillo. No runs on 3 hits, 2 errors, 0-3-2 for the Sod Poodles. And for the Rockhounds, it is 4 runs on 9 base hits, no errors, 4-9-0. Winning pitcher Jack Perkins is now 3-1, 7 scoreless innings for Jack Perkins in this ballgame. Shohei Tomioka goes one inning, Tyler Baum goes one inning. They combine on the 14th shutout for the Rockhounds on this season. They lead the Texas League. The Hounds are now 79-52. That's a season high 27 over 500. They are 4 wins away from matching the franchise wins record, and I remind you, that's 52 seasons. 4-0 is the final on this Bynum School night, this fireworks night. Quick second look coming up. Final score tonight, Hounds 4, Sod Poodles nothing.
The Permian Basin is all about the oil and gas industry. And the Midland Reporter-Telegram's weekly oil report has it covered. Each week, we report on the ONG news that matters to the people of Midland. We look at trends and feature the decision-makers that drive the industry. In print, online, or in our e-edition, we've got you covered. Log on today at MRT.com for the best of Midland. That's MRT.com. The Midland Reporter-Telegram, delivering life every day.
Aldridge Gardens is Midland's largest and most comprehensive lawn and garden center. Aldridge serves all of your landscape and outdoor living needs with degreed horticulturists and Texas-certified nursery professionals on staff. And we offer a complete nursery and garden center. In fact, many of our bedding plants, hanging baskets, and trees are homegrown. Aldridge Gardens, in business and trusted by the Permian Basin since 1987, on Fairgrounds Road in Midland, or visit AldridgeGardens.com.
Widener Apartments offer both high-end and affordable 1-, 2-, and 3-bedroom apartment homes with locations in Midland and Odessa, all convenient to shopping, restaurants, and colleges. In Midland, visit La Mirage, where you will experience luxury, style, and elegance. In Odessa, visit Andalusia and experience our state-of-the-art amenities. Widener Apartments, creating communities one person at a time. Visit us at widener.com.
Well, with fireworks coming up here tonight, great crowd on hand. Don't have the official attendance. We'll have to check on that, see if we get that before we take off. Rockhound scored two in the first. RBIs by Will Simpson and Jack Winkler. Scored a couple in a bit of a mess in the eighth inning with some base running that started less than perfect and ended up just fine, thank you very much. The Hounds win it by the final score of 4-0. The teams will wrap this series and their season series, of course, tomorrow. Dylan Ray, right-hander, will go for Amarillo. And for the Rockhounds, Will Johnston will make his double-A debut. Will, the left-hander out of Texas A&M. By the way, 1 o'clock start time for Family Day, Fan Appreciation Day, and the regular season home finale for the Rockhounds. Hounds win this game 4-0. I thank you so much for coming on board tonight. For all of us with the Hounds at Momentum Bank Ballpark, I'm Bob Hards, and until tomorrow, Hounds may be closing in on a second-half pennant. We shall see. We'll say goodnight, Red. Goodnight, Leo. Goodnight, Mr. Scully. And goodnight, my friends from Rocky Town.
Thanks for joining us for this edition of Rock Hounds Radio. Remember, MidlandRockHounds.org is your place for all things Rock Hounds. Check out upcoming special events at Momentum Bank Ballpark. Order your tickets. Visit the Rockhound store. And join Bob for play-by-play, home and away. Now, until next time, thanks for being part of Rockhound Baseball.